Now, a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Pisgah Black Bears basketball. Let's go live to Tuscola High School this evening with Terry Shin and David Stiles.
Well, when the leaves fall, you look for the Tuscola-Pisgah matchup in high school football. And when the weather turns cold, you can't wait for the basket matchup between Tuscola and Pisgah. And that's what we have.
Styles, shake the snow off. And let's get ready for another great, exciting matchup between two very poised ball clubs, or four very poised ball clubs, I must say. Doubleheader again, as always, here on WPPL between the varsity clubs for both boys and girls. And a very, very interesting rivalry this year. Both teams are very, very good. Tuscola not as down as they have been in the past years. They score a lot of points on the boys' side. And the girls have a lot of experience coming back. So, some exciting matchups here tonight.
The Tuscola girls have a pretty good record. 9-3, Pisgah 11-2. They're veterans of a few more games. We're talking about Pisgah. And by the way, it's a road game for the Pisgah Sugar Bears and Bears. Or can we call it a road game? I mean, we're just down the block.
Well, no. I think a change of scenery kind of puts into perspective. Different gym, different feel, but these gyms are almost carbon copies of one another. But still, the environment and the intensity of this rivalry, it just makes the game different.
Well, we're going to have the tip-off and the starting lineups in just a moment here as the Sugar Bears will square off with the hometown gals, the Lady Mountaineers. Right now, the national anthem is going to be cranked up, and we'll pause for a commercial message. We'll return to this doubleheader tonight on WPTL. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball coming to you on 920 WPTL.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Suede. It's all about Buzz B Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Buzz B Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone, good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at Midwest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
And welcome back to Tuscola High School. Like we were saying right before break, kind of not a home game, I guess you could say. Kind of not a away game, I guess you could say. But
neighbors versus neighbors, that's kind of thing.
Battle for the county.
Battle for the county. Bragging rights.
There should be some kind of cup or something like the Haywood County Cup or something.
Yeah, back home in West Virginia, we had the old oaken bucket.
Yeah.
With another high school, we had the old hatchet.
Ah.
Buried in a big log, you know, out in the trophy case. We had a lot of rivalries that way. I'm surprised there is not some a totem.
Totem, yeah.
Of some kind between these clubs.
And the starting lineups are being called out now. And for Pisgah, again, I think it's going to be that same starting five. Looks like number 10, Micah James, a senior. Number 12, the superb sophomore, Miss Sheridan Presley. Another great senior, number 13, the left-handed Kristen Allman. Another fine young lady, a junior, number 31, Taylor Gallion. And number 33, Mariah Lewis. So that same starting lineup for Pisgah. Presley, James, Lewis, Almond, and one of the Galleon triplets. So,
well, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
And this starting five has been a really good combination.
And looks like
Brandon Holloway this year.
Looks like for Tuscola, we have number three, Shelby Tricoli. Number four, Brittany Singleton. Number 24, Taylor Gibson. Number 32, Brittany Ash. And then number 34, Alex Swanger. Those will be the five young ladies tonight starting for the Lady Mountaineers as we get ready for tip-off here in Tuscola High School.
Sugar Bear is 11-2. Not bad. They lost one during the holiday tournament.
And I believe the other one was to Franklin on the road at Franklin. Very tough game for the Sugar Bears, and Franklin played them very well, I thought.
And the loss in the holiday tournament, I believe, was an out-of-state
I think it was
school.
South Carolina team.
They got some good teams down there in South Carolina. Just because they're Flatlanders, I guess maybe that's good for basketball anyway. Here's the tip to start this game, and it's controlled by Tuscola. Singleton calls it up to Tricoli, who handles the ball much of the time, and she loses her dribble, though. In fact, they call her for a double dribble.
Trying to go right in between traffic, got caught up in a few Sugar Bear defenders and just turned it over.
So here's Pisgah with their first chance, and Mariah Lewis is open under. She scores and draws a foul.
Very aggressive press break there by the Sugar Bears. And that's how you beat a press, is you shoot layups off of it. Pizzi came right down, got it down low on the block. Mariah Lewis went up, hit the shot, and got fouled. So old-fashioned three-point play there for Mariah Lewis.
So it's 3-0, and we go the other way. Controlling the basketball is Swanger. Finds an open lady underneath. Shot is missed and rebound into the hands of Almond for Pisgah. Outlets a pass to Presley. She'll bring it up, fire from about 10 feet away. Bounces high, takes a not a friendly bounce. Mariah Lewis is there for the put-in. And Lewis is on the board again. She has all five Sugar Bear points, and it's 5-0. Let's see if the Lady Mountaineers can get on the scoreboard here. We're not even a minute into the contest, and it's already 5-0. A strip, a takeaway by Taylor Galleon. She'll bring it down with that left hand. Stops, gets it out to Presley. She fires from three-point land, and it is good, and the Sugar Bears are on fire.
Pizzi coming out very hot here in this first period. 8-0 run already. 6:52 left to play.
It is Swanger. Gets down low in the right wing. Cross court all the way around to Singleton. She'll dribble out of a pack of a double team there. Pizzi a man-to-man. 6:38 on the clock, and it's Swanger with a bank shot, a kind of a left-handed hook. I like the looks of that. Was it Gibson?
It was Gibson.
Oh, it was Gibson. Gibson probably has some kinfolk out there listening, so we need to get that straight. As Lewis is open on the baseline, has the ball knocked away from her, and it's into the hands of Presley outside again. Her shot's off the mark this time, and the rebound into the hands of Singleton for Tuscola. Tuscola down by 6 as they move on offense to the left side. And it is Gibson with the left hand. Finds Swanger open underneath. Layup off the glass. No good. And Almond can't control the rebound. And it's off her fingertips out of play. So it will be Lady Mountaineer ball. Lady Mountaineers trail 8-2. Early on, though, 5:57, first quarter, as the ball comes inbounds to Brittany Ash. Long shot from downtown by Gibson. And that's good for 3. She has 5 of the Tuscola 5 points. Pressure is more intense defensively. Everybody's picked up full court this time. Pisgah breaks it with an Almond pass down low to Micah James. Back out to Presley. Galleon with a little spinning move. Turn around, spin. I like that shot from the right side. It's good for Taylor Galleon.
But that spin created a little bit of separation between her and the defender, and it allowed for a nice, beautiful jump shot.
The 5, and looked like Pisgah knocked the ball out, I guess, right in front of the coaching staff for Pisgah. Now the ball comes inbounds. A running shot is no good by Tricoli, and the ball knocked out of bounds, last touched, I believe, by Presley. That will mean it's Lady Mountaineer ball. And Tricoli will look for the open lady. Lewis working on her defensive lady, and a foul as Swanger puts up a shot, misses the shot. But a Pisgah foul is coming up. Foul is on
Almond.
Is it on Almond?
On Almond.
That's the first foul on Kristen Almond.
Almond over the back of Swanger. First free throw is good. And she'll get two. Second shot is also right on target.
Only down by two now. 10-8, Pisgah lead. 5:11 left to play.
Micah James fights through a little double team there. Gets the ball out to Almond. With the left hand, she gets it down the two. Outside, Presley shot. Her shot is missed, and Gallion picks up the rebound, but her pass is intercepted by Tricoli. Lady Mountaineers can pull within one here. It's 10-7. Tricoli and Gibson. Now Tricoli with the left hand. Fights through a couple of Pisgah defenders. Shot is up. No good. A little high bounce. Out of play. I thought Gibson touched it, but they give it to the Lady Mountaineers. Presley was right there, too. She must have had a hand on it. So in the bounds, the ball comes, and it comes to Gibson, and she's open somehow. It gets her seventh point on the inbound pass. So it is a one-point Pisgah lead as they get it across the timeline after a little bit of trouble when Micah James doubled up in the corner, so it's out to Presley. Almond will take the left-hand dribble off the glass. Bouncer is no good. Presley gets the rebound. Stand up. Now a pass to Mariah Lewis, and it's good. And Lewis has 7 points.
12-9 lead now for the Sugar Bears.
When Lewis has a good night, usually the whole team has a good night. And so far, Lewis is right on target. So the Lady Mountaineers, who have not led yet in this game, trail by 3 points, and with a left-handed drive on that left line, there is a whistle, and
Taylor Gallion with her first foul of the evening. Looks like she tied Gibson up. Gibson with a good move, nice spin move to get to the basket, and Gibson just held on to her.
Tricoli finding not Gibson, but Swanger open. Missed a shot, but gets a rebound, turns around, and puts it back in. So, again, Pisgah looking at a one-point lead, and, oh, almost throwing the ball away, but right there, pick it up to Presley. Presley dribbles right to the top of the circle. Out to Gallion. They lob it to Almond. Little left-handed hook pass is knocked away temporarily by Ash. Pisgah gets it back, though. Mariah Lewis on the save there. Presley is open, does not fire, but Micah James will from the right side, and Lewis struggles for the rebound, and it's off her hands out of play. Well, Tuscola could take their first lead here. They trail 11-12. 3:32 left in the first quarter. And they get it to Ash, spinning, gets by a couple of Pisgah defenders, but the shot is off the mark. Swanger for the put-in after her rebound, and Swanger has 6 points. So this is the first Tuscola lead, 13-12, and Micah James open for the easy lay-in after a pass from, I think it was Presley.
Mariah Lewis had a good job there, sealed the transition defender, allowed Micah James to just be free right on that block to lay it up for an easy bucket. Pisgah still with a one-point lead, 14-13 now, about 2:59 left to play here in the first.
So the Tuscola lead was short-lived as Pisgah takes over. Just under 3 minutes to play as Presley tries to set up a little offense here. She gives it to Gallion, gets it right back on the give and go. Layup is up, bounces, hits a couple of hits on the iron, falls out of play, but a foul against Tuscola means two free throws coming for Presley. Presley had a tray earlier in the quarter and now gets a free throw, so she's got 4 points. And this is a high scoring first quarter.
Yeah.
Also gets her second, so she has 5, and Ryan Lewis has 7. They are the leaders for Pisgah, as the Pisgah lead is back out to three now, 16-13. And Pisgah puts on a little press, and the press works. Galyon intercepts. Galyon number two, I should say. And the shot is up and good by Brooklyn Galyon. She's the one that stole the ball.
It's funny to see the sisters play with each other. Brooklyn Galyon hits that shot, runs across the half mark, and gets a high five from her sister, and they're both just grinning ear to ear.
Tall, lanky Caitlin Hanna is also in the lineup, and I see Bianca Burnett also checking in. So we got a lot of personnel changes for Pisgah. We'll check those for you in a second. But Tuscola right now has the ball, and they trail by 5 points. 2:16 to play as Percoli picks up action from straight outside. Now a shot up by Gibson is good. And shooting from the hip. That's a hard one to do. And nobody was on her defensively, though, so she made it look easy. Amon on the other end finds herself open on the baseline for a shot. Finally, Tuscola collapses on her defensively, and they get a rebound following the missed shot. On the other end, it's an outside shot by Tuscola. They miss, and there's Amon to clear. Comes out of traffic with a dribble, and it's down to Brooklyn Galyon, and the shot is up and good.
I'm telling you, these young ladies came out for both clubs tonight. They are hitting shots. They are on fire.
Well, we got 35 points between these two clubs now, and we're just in the first quarter. Outside perimeter shot, no good by Tuscola. It's wide of the mark, and it'll go out of play to Pisgah. We've still got a minute 23 to play, and it's 20-15.
Leanne Waite checking in for the Sugar Bears as Kristen Allman will take a little break here in the first period of play.
Trying to see here, the only original starter, I guess, is Presley in the lineup. Here's Burnett. Waite fires from outside. Her 15-footer misses the mark, and it's rebounded by McClure, who's in the lineup now for Tuscola. Didn't see her check in. Right out a minute to play now as Hanna, with her right hand, knocks the ball away from McClure. They try to get the pass to her.
The Sugar Bear defense, just in this first quarter of this game, very up in your face, very deflective, not allowing the ball to get in the wing, and they hedge very well tonight.
Singleton, who's back in there. Now they try to work it inside. They do get it inside to Swanger. She goes down, ball on the floor. Everybody's diving for it, out of play. It'll be Sugar Bear ball. Off the fingers of Taylor Gibson as she really dove for the ball. A good effort, but came up empty-handed. 20-15, Pisgah leads, and the Sugar Bears have the ball. Presley dribbles outside from the point to Waite, to Galyon down low. Burnett fakes a three and over to Presley. To Galyon, baseline down low. Burnett, a little blindside pass to Hanna is good, but Hanna misses the shot, and it's rebounded by Singleton. We go the other way. 13 seconds on the clock, and Tuscola loses the grip, and it'll be Pisgah's ball.
And it looks like Micah James is going to check back in, and this time Presley will take a seat. So still 20-15, Pisgah lead. 10 seconds left to play. Let's see if they hold for a last shot right here.
There's not much time for anything else but a shot here. 5 seconds on the clock. James loses the ball, picked up by Swanger. 1 second on the clock. Tuscola gets it away. Would that have counted? I think it would have.
Gibson shot from half court, bounces off the rim, bounces up, had nice shooter's touch on it, but just didn't roll in. And at the end of the first period of play, Pisgah leads by 5-20-15. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area single stop locations: Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Back we are with action as we start the second quarter. James gets the inbounds pass for Pisgah as they take over. It's Galleon to Micah James down low. Almond outside. Puts a little fake from her high post. Now down low to Galleon again. James outside. Tuscola's defense pays off with a steal, but Pisgah gets it right back after a Gibson steal. Galleon to James to Almond down low in the right wing. She will dribble with that left hand, puts it up strong. Banker good for Kristen Almond.
She gets going on that left side. She's very dangerous. She has a lot of weapons in her arsenal for that left hand.
And the ball's dribbled out of play by Brittany Singleton. Didn't have a good grip on it. Left hand, and I think she's a right-hander.
And Presley checks back in for Brooklyn Galleon. 22-15, Pisgah lead.
So the only Galleon in there is Taylor Galleon right now, who gets the ball down low. Baseline drive is no good, but a Pisgah rebound means a Mariah Lewis attempt, and no good, and the rebound by Mother Swanger. Here comes Tuscola on the run. The Pisgah's defense is back quickly, and Lewis tries to go for a steal. She doesn't get it, but Presley does. Now Pisgah on the attack. With a 7-point lead. Baseline. Mariah Lewis is on target this time with a bank shot on the right side. And Mariah Lewis, 9 points for her here as we've just started the second quarter. It's 24-15. Singleton with a driving shot. Good pass from
Tricoli.
From Tricoli.
Some nice transition basketball right there by these young ladies. Spread the court. Get it to the open woman.
Pass attempted to Mariah Lewis is knocked away by Swanger. I'd like to welcome you Tuscola listeners tonight to the broadcast on 920 WPTL or WPTLradio.net, you internet listeners. Pisgah inbounds with a big lead remaining in the second period, and the ball goes to Presley. She'll baseline drive, shoots on the run from the knee, and she misses the shot, and a whistle and a foul. I'm not sure. It's against Tuscola, though.
It looks. No, it's against Pisgah.
Yeah, it's against Pisgah.
And I think they called it against Sheridan Presley. I saw a 1 and a 2 flash up, but here's a Pisgah turnover now. I mean, a Tuscola turnover.
And they get it right back.
Get it right back.
Tricoli changes her dribble, gets it across the timeline. She wants a shot and will take it on a driving shot on the left side. Misses it. Mariah Lewis to Presley on the rebound. So here comes Pisgah under 6 minutes with a 24-17 lead. Galleon fires from the corner, and Lewis crashes the board to get the rebound, but instead knocks it out of play. Good effort for Lewis as Tuscola takes over. Getting it in under some pressure is Brittany Ash. Now Pisgah takes it away. It is Almond. Shot is up. It's waved away because there was an early whistle before the shot was made.
And looks like the foul is going to be called on the floor. No basket. So no point opportunity there for Kristen Almond. But the Sugar Bears do maintain possession of the basketball. They're going to inbound just on the right side underneath their goal, on goal.
Foul's on Gibson, her second, and the ball comes in to Almond. And Almond just picks it out of the sky with two hands, puts it right up, a two-hander. We don't see her shoot too many two-handed shots, but she makes that one. 4 points for her. Full court pressure, Pisgah. And Tuscola is having some trouble with Pisgah's full court pressure defense here.
Tuscola only had 5 turnovers in that first period. They've already got 6 now in the second, and there's still 5:32 left to play.
Ball comes into Almond following the turnover. Pisgah's defense is picking off a lot of passes here from the Lady Mountaineers, and it's 26-17. Pisgah's lead out to 9. They get the ball to Micah James, and she fires from just in front of the free throw line for her second field goal. And there's a whistle and stop in action. What was that all about?
Tuscola tried to throw it in. Mariah Lewis stepped over the line and tried to pick the ball off, so right back to Tuscola.
Tuscola, and trapped in the corner is Duncan, but she gets the pass away. Dribbling coast to coast is Singleton, and her attempted shot on the baseline is knocked away by Presley. The Lady Mountaineer ball.
Lady Mountaineers having a tough time breaking this Pisgah press, but they get it across now, inbounding underneath their own goal.
Duncan will inbound. Usually it's for Coley. She's on the bench taking a little rest right now. The ball over to Singleton. She'll dribble out of a pack as Pisgah zone is hampering Tuscola enough to force a walk right here. Another turnover.
Ray wanted to go up with that three-pointer shot, and the Pisgah defender came out to contest, and she got in between what she wanted to do, hesitated, and turned the basketball over.
Presley, that was close to a walk. Looked like she moved that pivot foot just a little bit. No whistle, so a break, I think, for the Sugar Bears right there as Almond gets the pass, and now a pass back to Presley. Her jumper is good.
Almost taken away again by Pisgah on the press. And this time it is taken away. Nope. Still got it back.
Well, nobody had control of it for a while. They kind of batted it back and forth. Finally, Tuscola, the winner, 4:16 left in the first half. Pisgah up by a big 30-17 margin right now. And dribbling around is that's not Duncan, that's Ray. And Ray's shot is missed, and it's out of play to Pisgah again. The Lady Mountaineers having a little trouble when Tricoli is not in there, and I see her coming back in.
As Duncan now exits. So on the floor for the Mountaineers, looks like we have Ash, Singleton, Tricoli, Swanger, and Ray.
Pass comes down and gets to Hannah.
And
Hannah rolls. Hannah does a little gymnastic roll there.
30-17, Sugar Bear lead, 3:49 left to play.
Tricoli, long pass across the court to Ash. Ash has to dribble away from a double team, and now Presley comes out to defend her singly. The ball to Ray. Ray will dribble around the top of the loop. Lady Mountaineers looking at a big deficit here. They need to score badly, and they get the ball to Ash down on the baseline. She loses the grip and finally knocked out of bounds by Pisgah's Taylor Gallion.
Very dangerous passes, trying some very long cross-court passes, and the Pisgah defenders are just getting their calls on them.
Singleton gets the ball down to Swanger, and Swanger just loses it, taken and just ripped out of her hands by Almond. Here comes Pisgah on the run. Gallion open for a shot, but had to reel a loose pass back in. Now it's over to James, outside to Almond, looks at a three. Now to Gallion, who pumps one from three-point land. Is it two or three?
That's a three. And looks like Tuscola's going to take a timeout, full timeout. So we'll take a quick break. Score 33-17, Sugar Bear lead, 2:58 left to play. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Welcome back. We're here live at the home of the Mountaineers. Good old Tuscola High School between the cross-county rivals of Tuscola and Pisgah. And right now, Pisgah on a 13-2 run coming out of the first period. 33-17, Sugar Bears lead. 2:58 left to play. And Pisgah is capitalizing on Tuscola's mental mistakes. Tuscola right now has 9 turnovers in this period, Terry.
And they've only scored 2 points, so there's been like no offense from them. 2:55 on the clock as they get the ball in. Swanger's shot is good from underneath after getting a pass from Ash. Swanger's got 8 points right now, and here comes Pisgah quickly reacting on offense. Almond gets the ball down low to James, fires a two from just inside the big black line arc, and she misses the shot, rebounded by Singleton. Singleton fires a three on the other end. It's a little bit hard, rebounded by Pisgah's Micah James. She's all alone and outnumbered 3-1, so she slows the offense up and dribbles with the right hand to Presley, now Gallion. She's doubled up in the corner, and it's out to Almond, who loses the pass, and I think it is going to be Tuscola basketball.
And I don't know about that one. I thought Singleton got her hand on it. But apparently not. Apparently they're saying Kristen Almond touched it last, and now Mariah Lewis will check in for her. So on the court right now for Pisgah, Caitlin Hannah, Bianca Burnett, Sheridan Presley, Brooklyn Gallion, and Mariah Lewis.
So the Gallion we have in is Brooklyn Gallion right now. There's a double team at half court, and Hannah steals momentarily and taken right back by Tricoli, who dribbles it out of bounds.
And this, the defense that Pisgah is using right now, they have their big man, or their big lady, so to say, Caitlin Hannah, who is at the front of this zone. It's a 3-2 extended trapping zone. And there she is again, knocking it out of bounds, just like volleyball.
Pass intended for Singleton is knocked away easily by Hannah. Bounce pass comes in to Ash. So to Crowley. Now touched by Ray, fires from outside. Her shot is missed. Struggle for the rebound between
Lewis
and Swanger. And they say that Lewis touched it last, so it'll be Lady Mountaineer ball. Tricoli, who always throws the ball into play, it seems like, when she's in there, gets it to Brittany Ash outside. Underneath, bank shot by Swanger is good. And she did that under pressure. A couple of the Pisgah defenders on her. And
manages to get the ball to Lewis, who's double-teamed. And how Mariah got that ball out of that traffic, I don't know, but she scores from the right side. In double figures now, Lewis has 11 points. 35-21, Pisgah with a 14-point lead, and Hannah shoves for Coley as she goes up for a baseline shot.
So Caitlin Hannah with her first foul of the evening as Coley steps to the cherry stripe. Excuse me, a little tongue-tied. And just a little reminder, Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and also Bojangles of Canton. It's bow time.
First free throw is good. Second one is missed and rebounded by Pisgah's Lewis. 1:09 on the clock, and Pisgah's lead is 13 now as Burnett, standing outside, gets the ball down low to Hannah, and she's double-teamed for a moment and fouled by Tricoli.
So similar to Pisgah, the Lady Mountaineers, they're in a zone, sort of a 2-3 zone, not as extended as the Sugar Bears, and when the ball gets in the corner, they're going to trap down.
Very similar in that particular respect in defense. Pisgah's looking up at the clock, under a minute now to play. Sugar Bears with a big 35-22 lead here, and the ball goes down low to Gallion. Now Presley looking for somebody inside, but the Lady Mountaineer defense is preventing an inside game for Pisgah right now as Burnett steps outside to receive the pass. Gallion again changes her dribble from left to right, hooks a pass over to Presley, finds herself open from 15 and pumps up a good one. Sheridan Presley for her ninth point. 22-37 with 20 seconds to go in the half. And it's Swanger dribbling out of a Pisgah defensive double outside. Singleton and now Ray with the ball to Tricoli, who only has 8 seconds to put up something. She doesn't, but Singleton will from the right side. Misses the shot, but it's rebounded by Tuscola. And right there is Swanger for the put-in at the buzzer, which still puts the Lady Mountaineers with a big deficit as they walk into the dressing room at halftime. It is 37-24, and the Sugar Bears could do no wrong in the first quarter and pretty much repeated that same process in the second period. They have had an outstanding first half of play against a very good Lady Mountaineer ball club.
37-24, that's the score. Back with more in a moment. Stay tuned, folks. This is Sugar Bear Basketball coming to you on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with two racks of baby back ribs, a knife, a chicken, or a pig out for two. Steak and shrimp, Carolina Coast and Mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs, or the boy howdy. Food so good it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Blazing.
Welcome back to the big rivalry night in Haywood County. We wait for it during basketball season and football season, too, between Tuscola and Pisgah. They're squaring away on the home court of the Tuscola Mountaineers tonight, and we are at halftime where the Pisgah Sugar Bears are leading the Lady Mountaineers by a wide margin here, 37-24 at halftime.
And the story right now for Tuscola, very close there in that first period, 20-15, a lot of points being scored by both clubs. And, I mean, and things were kind of even in the first quarter, but then in the second quarter, Tuscola was more apt to turn the ball over. They had 9 turnovers in the second period. And you can credit that to the Sugar Bears press. They were running a trapping zone press, full court press, and Lady Mountaineers were just not ready for it. So Tuscola turned the ball over 14 times, but they have 8 rebounds. We have 7 rebounds. It's kind of even, except for the turnovers.
And the scoring.
And the scoring.
Pisgah outscored them by 5 points in the first quarter. Outscored them by 8, 17-9.
And they started off in the second period a 13-2 run, Pisgah did.
So Tuscola did come back a little bit, obviously, since Pisgah started out with a 13-2 run. But still, the Lady Mountaineers do not seem to have what it takes to combat this trapping defense that
And I think the most part of that was Dracoli was not on the court when they had a streak of 4 or 5 turnovers there in a row. She was not in, and she's normally their ball handler. But to break down the Tuscola side of scoring, they have 1, 2, 3, 4 ladies that have scored. And, I mean, it's not very, it's kind of distributed, but you only have 4 people scoring. Leading all their scorers is Alex Swanger. She has 12 points. And then followed by Taylor Gibson, who came out very hot in that first period. She has 9. Followed by Brittany Singleton with 2, and then Shelby Tricoli with 1. And I predict Tricoli to have some more points coming in this second half of play here in Tuscola. But that rounds up the Mountaineer side. Then over to the Sugar Bear side, we have 6 players that have scored a basket or have points. And leading their scores is Mariah Lewis, who came out also on fire for the Sugar Bears. She has 11, followed by Sheridan Presley, who has 9. And then following her is Taylor Gallion with 5, followed by Brooklyn Gallion with 4, Kristen Almond with 4, and Micah James with 4. So,
and just in the past, it seems like when Lewis is having a good game or Micah James is having a good game, it seems like you can't beat the Sugar Bears on a night when one or both of those ladies are having a good scoring night. And both of them are on the board here with more than a couple of field goals. So it's looking good, at least for the Sugar Bears. And David, you and I are a voice of the Bears and the Sugar Bears. But tonight, we're trying to be as impartial as we can be, because it's like family here between these two ball clubs. And I know we've got a lot of Tuscola listeners tonight on AM 920, and maybe even more Tuscola listeners on the internet stream at WPTLradio.net.
So welcome aboard, you Tesco listeners, and we're going to try to describe the play as fairly as we possibly can, although we usually slant to Pisgah a little bit
on a
normal night, but tonight it's a little bit different.
I graduated from Pisgah, so it just comes
There's no
the
way
terror.
To hold David back because he graduated from Pisgah. I did not, so maybe I can be a little bit impartial. I'll be the referee of the decision here.
But Sugar Bears lead 37-24. And we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll talk about upcoming games and some fine sponsors. So keep it here. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. And tonight we are coming to you live from the home of the Tuscola Mountaineers in Waynesville, North Carolina, just across the mountain from Bethel and Canton to watch a good high school rivalry of Haywood Canton.
The 540 and watch a couple of good basketball games.
Yeah.
The JV games, maybe we should mention those, David.
The JV girls, again, they're undefeated, and I can't even remember the score, but they waxed the JV Tuscola girls. This is probably one of the best streaks I've seen of JV girls at Pisgah. I can't remember the last time I've seen them lose a game. Like, it's been at least
some of the games
years.
Have been big
yeah,
margins.
Big yeah. margins. Just 20, 30 points.
So congratulations to the Pisgah girl JVs. Now, the
boy
JVs,
For Pisgah didn't fare quite as well because they lost.
They
we
lost.
Wrote the score down.
62-46 was the final. And
Tuscola just
laid it to them, I felt like. I mean, they came out, and I felt like Pisgah was – I felt like it would have been a better competition, but Pisgah came out, and I felt like they were a little flat there in the first period. They never could quite regain from that.
You know what the want-tos are? They didn't. We didn't. Pisgah, meaning we, because folks. So again, we're a voice of the Bears. So we sometimes when we say we mean the Bears. We mean Pisgah, but we didn't seem to have the want tos.
No.
In that boy JV game, and Tuscola wanted it, and then they got it, and they won handily. So congratulations
Hats
to the.
Off to them. Also, shout out real quick to their. For a little while. Good job to him. Good win there, sir.
Next coming up, we've got a game, believe it or not, tomorrow night.
North Henderson traveling to Apple Valley.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yep. We'll be at North Henderson, and we tried to talk to the athletic director today to get permission for the game. Did not get a hold of him, but that's usually not a problem. We should be there with our microphones blaring tomorrow night. If you cannot make the drive, and folks, we always urge you to be there in person. It is so important to add your voice to the multitude to support these teams. If you cannot, or if you know someone that is house-ridden or at work someplace or out of town, remind them that they can listen to the games on WPTLradio.net. Starting the second half, David Stiles, take it away.
And Sheridan Presley now dribbling out the top of the key. Dribbles to her right now. Passes back to Mike James. Back to Presley. And looks like Tuscola still in that 2-3 defense. As they swing it around the horn down that left corner to Allman. She gets it out. And defense, and it's picked off by Tuscola. And now Gibson fires from three. And it's no good. Rebounded by Pisgah. And Presley now bringing it across the halfway mark over to Taylor Gallion. Back up top to Presley. And she pulls it back out around to James on that left side. And James now passes it up to Taylor Gallion, over to Kristen Allman in the corner. Allman now back to Presley. Presley over to Taylor Gallion. Her shot is up and good. 39-24, Pisgah lead. And looks like Pisgah's going to sit up in that full court press again. As Dracoli comes off a screen, gets the inbounds, and gets it across the halfway mark. And she takes it right on the left side and lays it in over a Sugar Bear defender. Looks like that was Micah James. And looks like a foul will be assessed to Miss James. And Dracoli will attempt a three-point play.
Two from the field, and now a chance for one from the free throw line, and she nails it.
And Allman now throwing it in to Presley, and looks like Tuscola is going with some full court pressure of their own. Long baseball pass to James, goes up on the right side and lays it in. 41-27 lead now for Pisgah, 6:31 left to play, and now it's stolen away by the Sugar Bears as the pass was ahead to Swanger, and Micah James just picked it off. Now from the corner, number 12, Sheridan Presley with a three. As Dracoli now bringing it across the halfway mark, and it's stolen away again by James. So still turnovers riddling the Mountaineers as Presley sets the offense up against this 2-3 Lady Mountaineer zone. As James gets it back to Presley, and looks like a double dribble is going to be called on Sheridan Presley.
So both teams, a couple of quick turnovers here. Just into the third quarter. 44-27, though. Pisgah starting off with a big lead here in the second half.
Yeah, Singleton brings it across the halfway court. Halfway mark. She gets it over to Gibson. Gibson dribbling to her right now. Gets it out to Dracoli. Dracoli with a shot from downtown. No good. Rebounded by Gibson. Strong power move back to Dracoli in the corner. Again, shot no good. Rebound by Gibson. So two rebounds in a row for Gibson, and she goes up and is fouled on the play. So a pair of foul shots coming for Taylor Gibson. And the foul on Taylor Gallion. Just a little reminder, Pisgah basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and also by Bengals of Canton.
Free throw is missed, and Pisgah rebounds.
Dangerous pass by Presley, but it's maintained by the Sugar Bears as Gallion picks it up in the corner. She tried to get it inside Lewis, but it was deflected. But now James dribbling in, goes up on the right side, shot no good, rebounded by Lewis. And her shot no good, and looks like it will be out of bounds on the Lady Mountaineers. Goal. Presley throwing the ball back into play. She gets it into James. And still Tuscola in this slumped 2-3 defense. Cross-court pass now to Allman.
From the left-handed shooter, Kristen Allman. Gibson now bringing it across half court. Gets into the middle of the lane and puts up a shot. Looks like she's going to be fouled again by Taylor Gallion. And that's the third foul on Taylor Gallion, and looks like Mariah Reed will check in for her first minutes tonight from this fabulous freshman as Gibson gets it over to Swanger. Her shot up, no good, and looks like an over-the-back call is going to be called on number 24, Taylor Gibson.
Well, if it is on Gibson, I believe that's three on her.
Presley now passing it ahead to James. James tries to pass it down low to Lewis, and it's picked off by Singleton. Now she passes ahead to Tricoli. Tricoli dribbling to her right. Inside pass down low to number 32, Ash, and she puts it in. 47-30, Pisgah lead as James goes up on that left side and gets it to go. So 49-30 now. Pisgah with a 19-point lead. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to play here in the third period. As they get it over to Ash, she reverses her dribble, passes over to Tricoli. Tricoli now dribbling to her right. Passes it back to Ash. Ash, a little reverse dribble. Puts it up on the left side. Rebounded by Kristen Allman. And she gets it up to Presley. Now Presley with a pass down low to Reed. And Reed puts it in. 51-30, Pisgah lead. As Gibson gets it across the halfway mark. Splits the Pisgah defense and puts it in on the right side. As Micah James now has the ball, bringing it across the halfway mark for the Sugar Bears. Crossover dribble, now looping pass over to Allman. Allman down low to Reed. Reed pulls up for a shot and is fouled on the play by Ash.
So we should have some free throws coming. Pisgah's lead, I guess this may be the largest, 51-32. That would be a 19-point lead.
As Reed's first foul shot attempt is up and no good. It looks like some fresh legs for Tuscola and Pisgah as Brooklyn Galleon checks in and also Caitlin Hanna checks in for Micah James and Mariah Lewis.
Duncan checking in for the Lady Mountaineers.
And the second foul shot by Reed is up and good. And Gibson now with the handle for the Lady Mountaineers. She gets it over to Jacoli. And Pisgah going with this extended 3-2 defense. And now a quick set of passes by the Lady Mountaineers. And the ball ends up in the hands of Duncan as she passes it back outside to Gibson, who's standing right on top of the Tuscola tee, right in front of her own bench on that right side of the court. And now they get it back over to Tricoli. Tricoli looking in. And dribbles to her left. Pass over to Gibson. Gibson goes up in traffic. Her shot is up and no good. But last touched by the Sugar Bears. So it will stay Lady Mountaineer basketball as Tricoli gets ready to inbound as she calls a set play.
I think Hanna was the one that reached in and had a hand on it as it went out of play, but it was a good defense by Caitlin Hanna.
Inbounded to Gibson, and she gives it right back to Tricoli, but her shot is up, no good, rebounded by Pisgah. Presley now, pass ahead to Reed. Reed looks inside, tries to pass it around Tricoli, but it's off of her knee. She's looking at Caitlin Hanna, who had her lady posted up on that low block. I think it was Swanger she had posted up. And now Presley gets ready to inbound. They get it in to Hanna. Hanna pulls up for a little jumper. Her shot no good. And it's pulled down by Gibson. Gibson now stops in traffic. Pulls up for a shot. No good. Rebounded by Pisgah as Brooklyn Galleon pulls the basketball away. And it's stolen away by Gibson. Back over to Swanger. And she puts it up and in on the left side. So 52-34 now is the Pisgah lead. A long pass to Brooklyn Galleon now on that left side block for the Sugar Bears as Duncan now has the ball getting it across the halfway mark. And she stops, passes it over to Singleton, who gives it back up to Tricoli. Tricoli stops in traffic. Her shot is up, no good, and knocked out of play by the Sugar Bears. So 20-point lead now for the Sugar Bears. A minute 57 left to play as Mackenzie Galleon checks in. Also, Leanne Waite checks in again for the Sugar Bears as they get it in to Gibson, whose shot is up and good from the top of the key for a tray. So 54-37 is the Pisgah lead as Mackenzie Galleon now passes it over to Waite. Waite passing to Brooklyn Galleon. Brooklyn Galleon now passing it up to Mackenzie Galleon. Long court pass in over to Waite. She gets it inside to Hanna, and it's stripped away from Hanna, and it's going the other way. Pass over to Tricoli on the left side. She goes up in traffic. Her shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Tuscola. Pass out to Singleton. Her shot no good, and looks like it will be out of bounds as Swanger tries to set it, and it will be Sugar Bear basketball.
Well, she did save it, but it was to a couple of fans in the bleachers.
Good effort there.
Yeah, it was a good effort.
As Reed is trapped, but tries to break the pressure, and looks like a timeout is going to be called by Coach Brandon Holloway. And looks like it's going to be a full timeout as the ladies, or excuse me, 30 second timeout, the referee signal. So we'll keep it here. And Terry, tell them about our sponsors.
Oh, I would love to do that. We have a lot of good ones like Plus Linen and Uniform Service, the Single Stop Stores, Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, also the Shepherd Insurance Group, located between Canton and Clyde. Well, this is a good time for them to sponsor because a lot of these folks here are between Canton and Clyde.
Exactly.
That would be the geographical region, midsection between these two schools.
Yes, I guess you could say that's good product placement.
Okay.
Back to the action. Mackenzie Gallion gets it over to Brooklyn Gallion, and her pass is almost stolen away, but Brooklyn Gallion gets the ball back, and she's trapped on the end line, and she steps out of bounds, so the Tuscola defense pays off as they cause Piz to turn it over, and looks like Brooklyn Gallion will check out as Bianca Burnett checks in. 57 seconds left to play here. 54-37 is the Sugar Bear lead as Singleton gets it across the halfway mark, trapped, but she gets it over to Tricoli. Now passes to Gibson, and Gibson tries to throw it inside to Swanger. But before the pass is away, looks like a blocking foul is going to be called. And looks like that's going to be on Kaylin Hanna, her second foul of the evening. Get it in to number two, Ash. She gives it up to Gibson. Back up top to Singleton. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Ash. Ash goes up. Her shot no good. And it's fought for by Swanger. And it's out of bounds. So looks like it'll be Sugar Bear basketball as Waite gets ready to throw it in, but before she can, she's substituted for Almond. So now it is inbounded to Mackenzie Gallion. Get it over to Almond now. Almond pass ahead to Burnett. Burnett dribbling down into the corner. She gets trapped and looks like a foul is going to be called. And if I had to place my money on it, I think it would be on number 33, Ashley McClure. But looks like I'm wrong. Looks like they're going to call it on number 32, Brittany Ash. As Gallion now inbounds to Almond, over to Burnett, back to Almond. Almond now over to Reed. Reed dribbling to her left, passes it up to Mackenzie Gallion. Gallion dribbling in, shot up and good on the right side by Mackenzie Gallion, extending the Pisgah lead 56-37. 7 seconds left to play. Tricoli has the ball. She's dribbling left, inside pass into Ash, whose shot is up and banks in as time expires here at Tuscola. So after three quarters of play, Pisgah leads 56-39. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make them vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
And now back to action as Gibson dribbles in on the left side and draws a foul. And I don't think it was a shooting foul. Nope, it is on the floor. So the Lady Mountaineers will inbound just to the right of their basket. As Tricoli looks for an open lady. And they get it into Ash. Ash dribbling to the right, stops. Over to Gibson, back to Tricoli. Tricoli thought about a shot, but gives it back up to Gibson. Gibson now, going to pull it back out, set up the offense. over to Tricoli on the right wing. Tricoli dribbles her left. Back to Gibson on the right wing. They replaced one another. Inside to Swanger. Back to Tricoli. Shot up, and it rims in and out. And looks like the board is going to be pulled down, and it's tied up. And it'll be Sugar Bear basketball.
Lewis and Swanger got kind of tangled up down there, and they called a possession jump ball.
Allman now passing it back and forth between her and Presley, and it's picked up by Ash. She gives it up to Gibson. Gibson coming across the half mark, dribbling to her right, passes back out top to Singleton. Singleton on that right corner tries to dribble through traffic and loses control of the ball, and looks like it'll last be touched by Kristen Allman as it rolls out of bounds. So Tricoli now inbounding from the left side of the basket. Yeah, she looks for the open lady, and they get it into Ash. Ash, quick pass over to Gibson. Gibson, little step fake there, and she dribbles into the right, stops. Over to Tricoli, back up top to Singleton, over to Ash. Ash now dribbling inside, back out to Singleton, over to Tricoli, around the horn to Gibson. Tricoli, top of the key.
As Presley now passes it ahead to James, gets down that low corner but gets it away to Lewis. Lewis tries to pass it over to Taylor Gallion, and it goes over her head. So another Pisgah turnover.
Lewis was double-teamed and thought she'd try to get the pass away instead of forcing up a shot. Timeout on the floor. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back. Pisgah with a big lead here, 56-42. Pisgah Bear basketball on 920 WPTF.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
.635 remaining in the ballgame. We are in the fourth quarter. Pisgah with a 56-42 lead. So you do the math, that is 14 points. But Pisgah led by as much as 20.
Yes.
So the Mountaineers, the Lady Mountaineers, on a little bit of a comeback. And they've got plenty of time, folks. We've still got a basketball game in progress.
And so far, Pisgah has turned it over more than Tuscola has in this quarter. But it's still early. Pisgah with only two turnovers, Tuscola with none. And Pisgah is going with this full-court pressure again as Tricoli and Gibson pass it back and forth. Now Ash has it. Very wise move by her not to go across the halfway mark and get in a trapping situation. But Gibson drives in the middle of the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Swanger. Swanger now passes it up to Tricoli. Tricoli want to set the offense up again. Gibson looking inside now to Ash. And now passes it up to Ash. Ash's shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Gibson. Her shot no good. And on the second time, it goes up and in. Now, Taylor Gallion dribbling into the corner, and she gets trapped. And before she can get it out, looks like a timeout is going to be called by Coach Holloway, and he's going to take a full timeout. So we can take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball. Welcome back. We're here live at Tuscola High School. And the two clubs are getting ready to come back on the court. Terry just noticed something. Pisgah hasn't scored in 2 minutes. And Tuscola is on a 5-0 run as of right now. I wouldn't count these Lady Mountaineers out yet. They have some very potent offensive weapons. And if they can play some good hard defense right here, could see the tides turn maybe for Tuscola. But Pisgah right now in control, 56-54. Presley inbounding to James. Back over to Presley. Now inside pass to Lewis, but it's knocked out of bounds by Swanger. Looks like the same inbound play they just ran a second ago. But now Allman is left wide open at the top of the key. She hits another one. She's two for two tonight from behind the arc. As Pisgah sets up in the full court pressure, and they turn it over as Pisgah gets it, and then Pisgah turns it right back over to Ciccoli. Ciccoli dribbling down the left side. Her shot up, no good, and it's rebounded by Pisgah. As Presley brings it across the halfway mark and misses a cutting Allman as it's knocked out of bounds. Tried to pass it in traffic to Allman as she's cut down that left side, but knocked out of bounds by the Pisgah player, they're saying. And now it's stolen away by Lewis, and a foul is going to be called on the shot attempt. Number 32, looks like Brittany Ash will be called as Taylor Gallion went up for a shot. 59-44 is the Pisgah lead as her shot is up and in. And so some full court pressure by both clubs here, and the shot is up and in, and Pisgah goes right back to their full court pressure as Swanger gets ready to inbound, and they get it in to Singleton. Singleton, quick dribble now, coming across the halfway mark. She passes it ahead to Gibson. Gibson looking inside, gets it back out to Singleton. Singleton pulls up for three. Again, another deep three by Singleton. 61-47 now, with a beautiful behind-the-back dribble by Sheridan Presley as she breaks through traffic. And the ball is stolen away by Singleton. Singleton on the left side. It's up, no good. Rebounded by Ciccoli. No good. Rebounded by Pisgah as Sheridan Presley comes across the halfway mark, pulls up in traffic, shot no good, and the ball is on the floor, and looks like Taylor Gibson comes up with it, and she gets it ahead to Singleton. Singleton now dribbling with purpose, passes ahead to Swanger on the right block and lays it in, and looks like Tuscola is going to take a full timeout here as they Pisgah's lead a little bit, only down by, what is that, 11?
12 lead for Pisgah, but you know, it was 20 points
at one point
back early in the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, it was, it was a 17-point lead, so Tuscola keeps inching away. 4:17, though, remaining in the ball game. You would think, starting at about now, the clock is going to favor the Sugar Bears a little bit. Game coming up tomorrow night, both of these ball clubs in action. Tuscola plays West Henderson tomorrow. And, you know, I don't know if that's a home game for Tuscola or not. I wish I had that info, but I did see on the marquee outside that they play West Henderson tomorrow. Pisgah travels over to North Henderson. So both of these ball clubs are playing some Henderson County
and
teams tomorrow.
Playing teams in the WNCAC. So conference play is just now starting to pick up. We're about the halfway mark, I guess, through conference, wouldn't you say so? We've already played East Henderson, Franklin, West Henderson. And so we've got the tail end of it. Looks like North Henderson, Smokey, and Brevard after tonight for Pisgah as it's inbounded as Sheridan Presley picks up her dribble. Now long pass to Taylor Gallion, who drives quickly in on that left side. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Swanger, who gets it out to Duncan.
Shot and is fouled. And Ciccoli left-handed. She really likes to attack that left-hand side. Seems like she can kind of get to the basket whenever she wants. A little head fake and bob there. But this time she goes up and is fouled. So her first foul shot attempt is up and good. Cuts the lead to 11 now. 61-50 is the lead. Second shot is up and in for Ciccoli. And now they only trail by 10. Tuscola grinding away at this Pisgah lead as they get it over to Micah James on that left side. Long pass to Presley. Dangerous pass. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Allman.
And she is fouled on her shot attempt. And looks like that will be on number 32, Brittany Ash. Fourth foul of the night on that young lady as Allman drains the first of her two foul shots. And some substitutions now for Pisgah as Caitlin Hanna checks in. And so does Brooklyn Gallion for Mariah Lewis and Micah James. As Almond's next shot is up and good. And quick pass into Singleton. And looks like it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Singleton off of her knee, the referee says. And it'll stay Sugar Bear basketball as Pisgah gets ready to inbound. And looks like Taylor Gibson is going to check back in for Duncan.
Drive, pulls up, no good. Rebounded by Hanna. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Tricoli, who almost steps on the end line, but loops it to Gibson. Gibson with a pass now ahead to Ash. Ash stops the traffic, gives it up to Singleton. Singleton drives in the middle of the paint. Her shot, no good. And it's tied up between Hanna and Swanger. And looks like it will be Lady Mountaineer basketball. 3:20 left to play. 63-51 is the Sugar Bear lead. And they inbound it to Gibson. Dangerous pass, but she gets it anyway. Shot up and no good by Swanger. Rebounded by the Sugar Bears. Again, beautiful behind-the-back dribble by Sheridan Presley as she comes across halfway mark. Halfway stick. Now over to Almond. Her shot up, no good, and it's knocked out of bounds. And I thought it was going to be off. It is. Yeah. Referee corrects himself as it was last touched by Taylor Gallion. She threw it out of bounds trying to get the one-handed rebound. And
then it looked like they were going to give it to Pisgah, but the official changed his mind. Interception right here. Pisgah gets the ball back.
Bad decision under pressure as it's picked off by Taylor Gallion, but she misses her shot now. Back out to Sheridan Presley, whose shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Swanger, making it to Gibson. 63-51, 2:44 left to play. As now Gibson passes up to Singleton. Singleton has been hot from behind the arc, but she finds Ash on the inside, but it's blocked away by Hanna. Swanger picks up the ball and throws it right into the hands of Brooklyn Gallion. And now Coach Holloway saying, slow down, let's run our offense. As Kuka spreads the floor, and Ash comes out to guard Presley. As Presley crosses over, and now she's double-teamed. Passes over to Almond. Almond now inside. Sohawk step to the basket, and it's no good. Rebounded by Swanger. Pass ahead to Tricoli. Tricoli stops. Out to Gibson. Gibson dribbling to her left. Back outside to Singleton. Singleton pulls up for a three. Her shot no good. Ball is fought for and controlled by Kristen Almond. 1:50 left to play. Pisgah, 63-51 lead as Presley comes across the halfway mark. Picks up a screen from Almond. Picks up her dribble now. Ash on top of her. She gets it away to Gallion. Now over to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion and Brooklyn Gallion both in the basketball game now for the Sugar Bears. As Presley now drives in the middle of the paint. Her shot is up and good. As Tricoli gets the inbound. And she could go all the way. She goes down the left side. Her shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Swanger. Jump ball. And it will be Sugar Black Bear basketball. As Brooklyn Gallion checks out, Micah James re-enters for the Sugar Bears. And it's Pisgah basketball. As Almond gets ready to inbound. And she gets it in Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion now picks up a dribble. Pass is picked off by Singleton. Pass over to Tricoli. Tricoli's shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Gibson. Gibson rolls. Spinning move in the paint and puts it in. And looks like a false whistle there by the referee. But while play is stopped, looks like Waite will check in for Almond.
Kristen Almond played great basketball tonight. Leaves the game with 12 points and lots of rebounds. Several assists. Under a minute now to play.
James now passing to Waite. Back outside to Presley.
Presley pulling the offense back out. Really extending this Tuscola defense. They get it over to Taylor Gallion. And looks like Tricoli is going to foul Gallion to stop the clock with 49 seconds left. As Tuscola now down by 12. 65-53.
Well, that was a foul they could burn because that was only the 15th foul. trying to slow this Pisgah machine down. Pisgah up by 12 points now, 65-53.
And it's inbounded to Presley. And Ash is going to be called, and that'll be her fifth foul. So this young lady finishes the night with 4 points. Not bad for the senior.
And they all came in the second half. She was scoreless in the first half.
And looks like Duncan will replace her in the lineup for the Mountaineers. And Waite will make an exit, and Almond will come back on for the Sugar Bears.
Probably coming back in for her rebounding ability. Thought she was going to stay out for the rest of the game, but she reappears for the rebound, if there is one.
And Swanger diving on the floor, gets the basketball, controls the rebound. Tricoli now bringing it across the halfway mark. 38 seconds left. She passes out to Duncan. Duncan pulls up for a three. Her shot is long, rebounded by Caitlin Hanna. And looks like Singleton will quickly foul Sheridan Presley. And I don't think that's the right one to foul if I was Tuscola. Presley very, very well collected from the foul line.
You know, and at this point in the game, it is mathematically, I think, impossible to win the game if you're Tuscola. So now's when I would say, okay, let's not foul. Let's just play hard and let's see this one to the end. But the foul takes place, and Presley makes the first free throw.
Very good touch this young woman has from the foul stripe as another one swishes through. And Swanger inbounds to Coley. 30 seconds left. 67-53 is the Pisgah lead. Master Coley drives down, gets it over to Gibson. Gibson trying to get a little bit of space. She gets free in the middle, puts up a shot, and it is good. It gives Gibson 21 on the night. 15 seconds left to play as Tuscola fouls again. And they're still down 12. And looks like Sheridan Presley again will step to the charity stripe.
And not the one on a foul. This season, she's had a few nights of some good free throw shooting, and tonight's one of them. But I remember last season.
Just put her name on the charity stripe, the Sheridan Presley Memorial.
There was a couple
of line.
She misses this one, though. And Hanna rebounds. 14 seconds on the clock. Big Pisgah lead here. And it's going to be a big win with the rival Lady Mountaineers tonight for the Sugar Bears.
Good effort there by Caitlin Hanna on the rebound. And good-looking shot there on the foul shot. She gets it up and in. I believe that's her first points of the evening. As it's up, no good. As Singleton pulls down the rebound, gets it across the halfway mark, 10 seconds left, passes outside to Duncan, over to Gibson. Gibson pulls up for three, and she drains it, extends her scoring total to 24. As time expires, and that's the contest, ladies and gentlemen, for the ladies' competition here, the ladies' portion of the night. Pisgah wins 69-58 as the boys get ready to warm up. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, or for our internet listeners, WPTLradio.net. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain in Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home, to major cancer treatments. It's all here, so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler. Proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports. For delicious family dining at reasonable prices, head to the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you delicious daily specials, including meatloaf, taco salad, Cobb salad, and stew beef. And on Fridays, enjoy their delicious seafood special. And on Saturdays, choose a New York strip or a ribeye steak and all the trimmings. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. Phone 648-1003. It's the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Welcome back. We're here live at Tuscola High School. And at the end of the girls' contest, looks like the Sugar Bears come out on top as they extend their record now to 12-2 as they defeat the Lady Mountaineers 69-58. And a good contest tonight, I thought, by the Lady Mountaineers. They played Pisgah very well. Both teams came out running and gunning. A lot of nice-looking shots, a lot of good defense played in this game. Just Tuscola came up a little bit short tonight.
And the Pisgah is known to be a second-half ball club, but Tuscola outscored Pisgah 19-13 there in the fourth quarter. You know, I think their comeback, David, had a lot to do with their rebounding.
Yes.
They got a lot of second and third shots. They missed a lot of perimeter shots, although they hit 5 3-pointers. And Pisgah, by the way, also hit 5 3-pointers. And Pisgah also missed a lot of outside shots. The outside shooting wasn't that great, but since they put up so many, they did hit a lot of threes, and that's for both ball clubs tonight. But Tuscola's rebounding, I thought, brought them back in to the picture and closed the gap to,
It was a 20-point lead. And they closed it back down to 10. And, the final was just 12-point difference. But I thought another thing that contributed to the comeback for the Lady Mountaineers is they didn't give up, and they played hard defense there in the fourth quarter. They really poured into it, and they tried to make something happen. They just came up a little bit short tonight. And Pisgah, the Sugar Bears have been playing well all season, 11-2. It's a very good record. Tuscola falls to 9-4 overall. That's not a bad record either. So both
not a bad
teams,
record, and the Lady Mountaineers are going to win some more basketball games this season. They are a good, well-rounded ball club. I did think they suffered a little bit when Tricoli was on the bench. I think even though she doesn't score a lot of points, she had 6 tonight, most of those from the free throw line. She doesn't score a lot of points necessarily, but she seems to be the playmaker.
Yes.
You know,
the leader
the
of that offense, the one they look to when something's happening. You're like, we want you in.
She can make things happen, even though she may not be the one that touches the ball before it goes in the hoop all the time. So hats off to the Lady Mountaineers and the Sugar Bears, especially the Sugar Bears, on win number 12 out of 14. That's good. That's one of the best starts the Sugar Bears have had in many seasons. The final score again tonight was Sugar Bears 69 and Tuscola 58. Let's run it down here. There were 5 players to score for Tuscola, 9 for the Sugar Bears. Lots of trays tonight. Brittany Singleton had a couple of trays. She had 8 points, 6 for Shelby Tricoli. The big gun for Tuscola tonight, anyway, Taylor Gibson, playing with 4 fouls toward the end, 24 points, 3 from outside the arc.
She really came out on fire tonight. She came into the ball game, and I thought she looked very determined, and she just put the ball in the basket. That's how you play basketball.
And she could very well have brought the team back just on her play alone, but her 24 points was not enough. Once again, 12 points with a Pisgah win, 4 points for Brittany Ash. One of the starters tonight did not score in the first half. She had a couple of field goals, though. And Swanger, most of her shots inside shots, 1 from the free throw line, but she ended up with 16.
Very quiet 16, I might add.
Yeah, but she was the go-to person underneath for sure. And her inside play was very strong. 16 points for her. Over to the Pisgah side, we have Pisgah in pink.
Yeah.
The score sheet. It's hard to tell who's Pisgah or who's not Pisgah tonight. 11 points. We'll start at the bottom. Mariah Lewis, 11 points for Mariah. All of those in the first half.
She came out just like Gibson did, very purposefully playing well on the offensive side of the ball, I thought. Just looked determined tonight from Mariah Lewis, and then she finished with 11. Good night for the sophomore.
Had some blocks in the second half and some rebounds, but nothing through the hoops. Brooklyn Galyon, 6 for her tonight. She had some good, solid play from all the Galyons. Actually, Taylor Galyon had a tray, ended up with 9 points. McKenzie played limited minutes, but she got a field goal. Caitlin Hanna, the 1 point she got from the free throw line toward the end there does not tell the quality of the game she played. This gal had a heck of a ball game tonight. She was everywhere. I'm surprised she only had 1 point.
She played very well. That Pisg was playing that extended 2-3 zone. She was able to get her hands on a lot of balls, caused a lot of deflections. Played very well on the defensive side of the ball tonight.
And not only McKenzie Galyon, but also another lady that had limited minutes but played very well was the freshman Mariah Reed. She ended up with 3 points, only played a couple of minutes, and had a lot of touches on the basketball, so congratulations to her. What can you say about the super sophomore, Sheridan Presley? My gosh, a 2-3 and 16 points overall to lead the pack. But she was the playmaker for the team, no doubt. Kristen Almond, we had some good, solid play from her tonight. She's hit threes all season long.
Yes.
I thought her three tonight, I think she hit 2 in a row, and then she missed 2. So she hit 50% of her three-point shots. She had a great game, 12 points for her. Micah James, most of Micah's play, I think, was defense tonight. But as I looked at the score sheet, well, she had 4 field goals. So not only was she missed defense, but she was also 8 points in production.
Micah, very good transition basketball player. On the fly, she makes things happen.
And good decisions, good decision maker too, and played one of her better games. You know, and it's a good thing the Pisgah Sugar Bears had some good playmaking from as many players as they did, because Tuscola was a tough competitor, and it could have gone the other way right there toward the beginning of the fourth quarter, but Pisgah's defense maintained. And once again, folks, the final 69-58. This is the Midway Report brought to you tonight by the Black Bear Cafe. And we'll pause for a break from the Black Bear people, and we'll be right back to more Pisgah basketball.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
It's going to be a hard game tonight, and we'll be right back in action tomorrow night.
Yeah, North Henderson and Tuscola will be taking on West Henderson. But right now, what's at hand is this boys' matchup. Heard a lot of things about this matchup. Tuscola's a lot better than they have been in the past. They have a lot of scoring threats, but I've also heard this just through the grapevine, so don't hold me accountable for this. But they put up a lot of points, don't play a lot of defense. So we'll see what happens.
You're kind of whispering when you say that.
Yeah.
We'll have the starting lineups in a moment. You're listening to the Midway Report. Big thanks to the Black Bear Cafe. Our sponsor here is the Midway Report. And they've been sponsoring the Midway Report with the MSIO people, MSIO and C. Tonight is the Black Bear Cafe, though. We'll be back in a moment with the starting lineups for this big inter-county rivalry in a moment. You're listening to the Midway Report right here on 920 WPTL.
Whether it's hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue, a salad, or a delicious steak, dine today at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you a huge menu full of everything you're hungry for, plus lots of homemade desserts as well. And don't forget about their daily lunch and dinner specials. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. It's the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. Phone 648-1003. 648-1003. The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports.
Welcome back. We're here live in Tuscola as things get ready to go underway. The starting lineup for the Mountaineers looks like number 2, Carter Page. Number 3, Logan Harden. Number 12, Sam Sinnard. Number 25, Thomas Hay. And number 31, Slater Woodall. And looks like that same starting five for the Pisgah Black Bears we've had. Coulter Burris, Rory McClure, Tyler Singleton, Matthew Emmon, and Nick Mamarelli as we get ready for the tip-off. Looks like it's going to be Woodall and Burris on the tip as things get underway, and Burris tips it, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be Pisgah basketball.
Well, I thought we knocked it out, but we get the ball in play anyway, so a little bit of a break here.
And here come the Black Bears. Rory McClure dribbling to his right, gets it over to Singleton. Singleton looked inside. Now hits Mamarelli on the cut, but before he can get anything going, he turns it over.
I think he started to pick the ball up to go up for the shot and just touched it with the left hand, then put the dribble back down and got called for the double dribble.
As Harden now pulls up for a shot, or excuse me, Page pulls up for a shot, and it's no good. Knocked out of bounds by Tuscola. And so Pisgah gets the ball back. And Rory McClure now receiving instructions from head coach Casey Crook as he brings it across a halfway mark. And he dribbles to his left, looks inside. Little hesitation over to Singleton. Singleton pulls up from three. Shot is up, no good. Ball tipped. Rebounded by Inman, who throws it right into the hands of Hay. So Hay now, the long pass down to Woodall. His shot up, no good. Rebound by Singleton. As McClure now dribbles in the middle of traffic, puts up a little runner. Shot no good. Rebound Tuscola. Hay gets it ahead to Page. Page to Woodall. Woodall, a little turnaround shot. No good. Hay with the rebound. Woodall with the rebound. But it's knocked out of bounds by Pisgah, and it'll stay Black Bear basketball.
Scoreless game. A little surprising.
Page inbounds to Harden. Harden, little head fake. Pulls up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Singleton. He gives it up to McClure. McClure coming down the right side. Crosses over. Spin move. Gets in the lane. Puts up a shot, and it rolls lazily through the iron as Pisgah draws first blood here in Tuscola. Hay now with the basketball. Over to number 12, Sinnard. Sinnard back up top to Harden. Harden pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Burris as Coulter Burris and Slater Woodall jockeyed for position and controlled the basketball.
That's a good matchup right there. That'll be interesting.
A little bit too much physicality there with Slater Woodall as he picks up his first foul of the evening. And Singleton now with the ball, passes over to Mamarelli. Inside pass from Inman to Singleton, who goes up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Mamarelli. Mamarelli passes it down low to Burris. And now inside to Inman, who goes up on the right side, and looks like a foul is going to be called on Thomas Hay. And I can already tell this is going to be a very rebounding controlled game. The bigs are going to play a big factor, it looks like. If Inman misses
the first of his foul shots.
Well, it's all defense so far.
Sending shot up, no good. Rebound four, tipped away, picked up by Mamarelli. And they get it over to Singleton. Singleton drives in, hands off to McClure. McClure stops, pumps, back over to Singleton. Singleton now over to Mamarelli, inside that low corner to Inman. Inman hands it back out to McClure. McClure, a little pump fake, picks up his dribble, and he gets it back away to Inman. And looks like Pisgah will set the offense up again. 2-0 lead. Pisgah, 5:30 left to play. As McClure looks inside, looks like he's going to pick up a ball screen from Singleton. He drives in on Page. Little spin move and little pump fake inside to Mamarelli. Beautiful pass to Burris. His shot no good. Burris gets his own rebound and puts it in. So Burris messing up Mamorelli's assist, but still coming through with points. 4-zip lead for Pisgah now as Page brings it across. Inside pass to Woodall is deflected by Burris. So Burris with two good plays in a row now.
I think we should give him an assist anyway.
I think we'll give it to him.
That was a great blind side behind the back pass there.
Ball is inbounded to Harlan, and he passes it up. Now Page on that left side dribbles in, puts up a little floater, rebounded by Hay, whose shot is up and no good, but fouled on the play. And looks like it is going to be on number 13, Rory McClure. His first of the evening.
First foul for Pisgah, actually. 4:51 to play. Pisgah 4. And Tuscola has not scored yet. So it's 4-0. And the free throw is missed, so it's still 4-0. Tuscola's Thomas Hay with a second free throw attempt.
Shot is up, no good. Rebound by Burris. As McClure gets the basketball, dribbling to his left, crosses back over in between the legs now. Over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli looking inside. He wanted to feed it into Burris. He finally does, but it's picked off by Harden. Harden, a little hesitation move. His shot is up and no good. Rebounded by McClure. And looks like a foul is going to be called on Harlan over the back as Roy McClure pulls down the rebound.
Kendrell Harlan was up high. He was sky high, 6'3". But came down right on top of McClure.
As Singleton now gets it over to McClure. McClure dribbling to his left, pulls it back out. He's way behind the arc now, right on top of that Tuscola T on that right wing. And he passes over to Inman. Back over to Mamorelli. Back up top to McClure. Now over to Singleton. Singleton dribbles in. Goes in between traffic. Has his shot blocked, but he picks up the loose ball over to Inman. Inman dribbles in. Puts up a shot, and it's no good. Rebounded by Hay.
Hay is doing a great job on the boards for Tuscola.
Harden puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Page. And Roy McClure sets up and takes the charge as Page drives right in, lowers his shoulder, and Roy McClure draws a offensive control foul.
Fouls may make a little bit of a difference here. We're 3:30 left in the first period, and already Tuscola has four fouls. And here's another whistle. What is this?
23. Looks like that's going to be on Harlan. Looks like impeding the offensive person's progress. He bumped him a little too hard. As Jesse Anderson checks in. For Pisgah, as Matthew Inman takes a seat, as they try and get someone open, they inbound it to McClure. 4-0 lead, 3:30 left to play, as Anderson swings it around to Mamorelli. Mamorelli now in the corner, back outside to McClure. McClure looks like he's almost sizing up Page. Spin move, goes up, and it rolls through the rim. 6-0 lead for Pisgah, 3:11 left to play. Page now passes over to number one, Woods, puts up a shot, and it is good, and he gets Tuscola on the board with 2 points. As McClure now coming down, dribbling to his right, crosses over to his left, now back to Anderson on that right corner. Long cross-court pass to Singleton. Singleton pulls up for three and drains it, and looks like Tuscola is going to take a quick timeout, and Coach Messer is not happy right now with his ball club. As he takes the timeout. 9-2 lead for Pisgah.
You know, we're 5 minutes into the game, and Tuscola has only scored one field goal. So, you know, Coach Messer is not a happy camper. Tonight's game is sponsored by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and also by Bojangles of Canton.
Fine sponsors. here, but for Black Bear Basketball. And we thank you if you're joining us on the internet tonight at WPTLradio.net. And if your tuner at home's a little bit staticky on the good old radio, try us on the internet again. That's WPTLradio.net.
The score is 9-2 as we start the clock with 2:44.
As Woods brings it across, he gets it to Hay, but now passes up to Harden. And he passes it up to number 30, Aaron Westerington, and he puts it through. As McCord now dribbles into traffic, pulls up for a three, and looks like a charge is going to be called on Roy McClure, his second foul, and we're still in the first quarter of play here. As Tatham checks in for Pisgah, along with Dalton Scott for Burris and McClure. As Woods passes it up to Westerington. As Harden pulls up for a shot and it is up and
tightens the margin to 2 now. Pisgah leads 9-7. Over to Tatham. Tatham passes up to Anderson. Anderson. Long cross court pass to Scott. Now over to McKinley Brown. Inside pass to Tatham. Almost loses control. Pump fake. Puts it on the floor. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Harden. Harden now dribbling in, puts up a little roller, shot is up, no good, rebounded by McKinley Brown. Anderson now, passes ahead to Scott. Scott dribbles in, picks up his dribble, and long pass outside to Singleton. Singleton catches, thought about a three, drives in the middle of the paint, puts it up, and draws the blocking foul on Hayes.
There's
the
first down on Justin Wood.
Singleton's first shot is up and no good. Pisgah still leads 9-7. That's his second shot. He takes his time. But this time it pays off and it goes in. As Pisgah now up by 3, 10-7, minute 29 left to play. It's almost the polar opposite this game from the girls game. As the girls came out really guns blazing, things a little quiet here on the Haywood County front as Tuscola turns the basketball over. It'll be their first turnover of the evening as Pisgah gets the basketball back. Passes ahead to Singleton on that right wing. Singleton dribbles, passes up to Scott. Now over to Anderson. Anderson back up to Singleton. Singleton dribbling over to Brown. Back to Anderson. Anderson pulls up in traffic. His shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Harden. Harden crossover in traffic. Up and good for Logan Harden. As Anderson now passes ahead to Scott. 45 seconds left. Singleton fires from three. His shot is up. No good. Rebound by Harden. Over to Hay. At the top of the key, back to Logan Harden.
Tuscola can take a lead here if they can score. They're down by one.
28 seconds left. Harden back outside to Woods. Inside to Westring. Passes it back out to Harden. Harden, before he can get it away, looks like he's going to be fouled by McKinley Brown. So Brown with his first foul of the evening. And looks like Matthew Emmons is going to check in for him.
17 seconds left in the first period. Pisgah has led the whole first period. That may change here if Tuscola can get a bucket.
As Westington dribbles in on the right side and puts it through. Anderson now passing ahead to Inman. Back to Anderson. 3 seconds left. As Anderson stops, pulls up from a three, and it's no good. As he faded away into the corner. And that's the first period of play as Tuscola finally gains control there in the final seconds, 11-10. And we'll be right back after a quick commercial break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear basketball.
Before you and your buddies set in on one of Fat Buddy's smoking combos, might just want to warm up on one of their starting line specials. Big order of tater skins, Carolina chicken tenders, fresh fried mushrooms, fried pickle, basket of baby back ribs, a starting line sampler, or onion loaf. Food's so good, make y'all squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Pisgah led the entire first quarter until the final 7 seconds. And now it's 11-10. Tuscola with the lead as we start the second period.
Woods now with the basketball. They get it into Wes Hussing. Wes Hussing now dribbling to his left. Puts up a shot and it goes in. As Anderson now looks for someone to inbound it to. Left all alone as McClure on the bench are those two fouls. As Pisgah now trails by 3, 10-13. Burris now with the ball. Up to Mamarelli at the top of the key. Mamarelli looking inside. Gets it away to Singleton. Singleton, a little runner. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Mamarelli. And Mamarelli puts it in for the fallback. As now Page dribbles in the middle of the paint. His shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. Anderson over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli puts up a tray. No good. As Colter Burris tried to save it out of bounds, and he just couldn't quite get a paw on it.
A bear paw, no doubt.
A bear paw. And Coach Messer now calling a set play as Page brings it across the halfway mark. Picks up a ball screen by Hay. Hay, he goes right into the middle of the defense and hits a shot. Carter Page, number two, as he extends the lead 2-3 as Pisgah now gets it to Singleton on that left corner. As Burris picks the ball up, looking for someone to pass it to, gets it over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli now passing it over to Anderson. Anderson, inside pass to Burris, is tipped away. And it goes the other way as Woods goes up and under, but it goes in and out, rebounded by Burris. Gets it over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli inside to Anderson now. Anderson looked at Burris, but decided to go back to Mamarelli. As Burris now moves to the high post, but Mamarelli passes it to Singleton in that corner. Burris now, with Hay on his back, passes it back outside to Singleton. As Inman cuts through the middle of the lane, but now passes over to Burris. Burris, strong move to the cup, and gets it to go on that right side. Good cut there by Colter Burris, and even better pass by Tyler Singleton. Woods now, inside pass to Woodall. Woodall goes up underneath the backboard and puts it in. 3-point lead still, 14-17, as Singleton pulls up a three. His shot no good, and looks like it's going to be last touched by Carter Page. And Pisgah will maintain possession of the basketball. And looks like mass substitutions now for the Mountaineers as number 15, Alan Redling, comes in. But they quickly get it in to McKinley Brown. His shot is up, no good. And it is rebounded by Tuscola. Over to Harden. Harden pulls up for his shot. No good. Rebounded by McClure. McClure checked back in. As he gets it over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli shot up, no good. Rebounded by Harden. Harden going coast to coast. His shot is up and good. The little scoop shot. As the lead now extended to 5.
I tell you, McClure was lucky not to pick up foul number 3 right there as he reached in as Harden went by.
McClure now with a little jumper. And it's up and good for Rory. He'll lead back down to 3 now. As Pisgah comes back into their man defense. As Carter Page's shot is blocked. Ball is scrapped for him, picked up by McKinley Brown. As Inman passes ahead to Mamarelli. Mamarelli now the long pass over to Fuller. McClure, little step faking, dribbles in, pulls up in the middle of the paint, shot up and short, no good. Ball fought for and jump ball called. And looks like it'll stay with the Black Bears as Senior checks back in for West Hussey. As Mamorelli gets it into Brown. Brown, little pump fake there. Now handoff to McClure. Almost loses it, but maintains possession. Back over to Inman. Inman now dribbling. That's back outside to McClure. McClure pulls up for three. His shot is short and rebounded by Carter Page. Page now looking ahead as he pulls it back out. Looks like they're going to set up the offense. And he lobs it inside to Woodall. Woodall now hands it off to Senior. Senior giving it back outside to Page. And Carter Page pulling up from deep. Shows up, no good. Rebounded by Nick Mamorelli. As McClure comes across the halfway mark over to Mamorelli on that right wing. Inside pass into Burris. Burris goes up in traffic and lays it in. As Pisgah cuts the lead to one, as Page brings it back across the halfway mark. He gets it over to number 15, Redling. Now back over to Senior. Back up top to Harden. Harden dribbles in the middle of the paint. Back outside. Page thought about a three. Dribbles into the middle of the paint. Puts up a shot and looks like the blocking foul is not going to be called. Looks like it's going to be on McKinley Brown. And Carter Page will get two free throws. Just a little reminder, Pisgah basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Bojangles of Canton. It's Bo time.
All these food sponsors this year.
Makes my mouth feel good.
I know, I get hungry every basketball game mentioning Bojangles, the Black Bear Cafe. Who else do we have here?
Midwest Haywood, plus Lennon and Uniform
Burger
Service.
King, I was talking about the food people. Yeah, Burger King and Fat Buddies.
Fat Buddies
and, we have so many food sponsors this year.
I mean, Single Stop.
Single Stop, right?
Right, yeah. As Carter Page misses the front end of his foul shot opportunity, second one is up and short. And the ball is fought for, and a hard collision there between two players. Looks like it was number 24, Duffield, and Burris on the rebound. Really hard collision as they're both knocked to the floor, but it looks like everyone's okay. All body parts accounted for, and play commences. As McClure brings it across the halfway mark over to Burris. Now inside pass, and it's deflected out of bounds by Tuscola.
Pisgah can retake the lead here. They're down by one.
Mamorelli looking to inbound, gets it in to Scott. Scott now back to McClure. Back over to Mamorelli on that right wing. Mamorelli with a fake, tries to another one of those beautiful shovel passes. But Tyler Singleton a little bit ahead of it, and it goes right behind him. So he had a man open and cutting, but just couldn't get the basketball to him.
Well, the Bears had a chance to retake the lead, but instead, now Tuscola has a chance to expand their lead.
As they get it over to West Hussey. West Hussey passes into Harden. Harden, quick move to the basket, and then banks it in. As Logan Harden now has 8 points to lead Tuscola scoring.
And it's 21-18. Pisgah down by three.
Over to Singleton now. Singleton looking, decides to dribble it back out. He's on that high extended right wing on top of that Tuscola tee. As McClure now dribbles in but passes back outside to Burris. Burris quickly passes inside to Singleton. Singleton dribbles to his left. Little hop step, and looks like the shot is going to be waved off. Looks like a foul is going to be called on Singleton for a hook, which is where you hook the defensive player with your arm, shove him behind you, and then shoot your shot. So
that kind of looked exactly like what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Singleton, they all do it, but Singleton got caught that time.
Woods passes inside to Hay. Harden now tries to cut, but Woods turns around and hits the jumper. And extends the lead, 23-18 now. 5-point lead as McClure drives in the middle of the paint, and it's blocked by Harding as he passes it up to West Hussey. West Hussey pulls it back out, and he now gets it over to Harden. Now they pass it over to Woods. Woods pulls up for a three. Shot up, no good. Board fought for, and looks like it's knocked out of bounds by West Hussey. 1:46 left to play. 23-18, Tuscola lead. As Anderson now with the ball gets it over to Singleton in that left corner. Dalton Scott cutting toward the basketball. Gets the ball, pass outside to Burris. Burris goes up in traffic. Good ball move there by Burris as he eludes the defender and puts it in on the right side.
I'll tell you, if Burris is within 3, 4, or 5 feet of that basket tonight, you can bank on it. He's got four in a row from inside.
Over to Wes Hussey now, guarded by Anderson. Inside to Harden. Harden pulls up a little fadeaway, and it goes. Quick release there by Logan Harden. As McClure now dribbles to his left, dribbles into traffic, puts up a shot, and it's a little bit long, but looks like he drew the foul on the play, and looks like it's going to be on number one, Justin Woods.
Pisgah down by five, so that's the largest Tuscola lead, and it's it disappears.
Tatum.
The largest lead disappears anyway. The free throw is good by McClure.
So Tatum checking in, and McClure hitting the first, or both, of his foul shots. Excuse me. And the lead now back down to three. Tuscola leads 25-22. 55 seconds left as Logan Harden brings it across, pulls up for a three, and it's a little bit short. And you can probably contribute that to the fadeaway shot. But rebounded by Burris. Over to McClure. McClure, hesitation move, spin move in the paint. Goes up in traffic. Puts it in and looks like a charging foul is going to be called on Roy McClure. That'll be his third foul. So he'll quickly be substituted for. And
yeah, with 39 seconds left in the first half, you sure wouldn't want McClure to get a fourth foul. So he has got to go to the bench.
And Coach Crook definitely not pleased with that call. As he talked to the official all the way down the line that time, but don't really think he's going to change his mind. 34 seconds left. Harden now with the ball over to Senior. Senior fakes over to West Hussing. Back over to Harden. Harden dribbles in. Shot up. Tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Slater Woodall. Goes up in traffic. Board controlled by Burris. 17 seconds left. Anderson now with the basketball. Over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli, the shot fake. Back outside to Anderson. Anderson pulls up for three. Shot rattles in and out. Board is fought for, controlled by Harden. 4 seconds left. Harden coming across the halfway mark. Puts up a floater, and it rims out. So at the end of the half, Tuscola leads by three. 25-22 as the ball clubs go to the locker room for some halftime adjustments. And we'll calculate some stats, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Burger King and Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No!
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King and Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Welcome back. We're here live at Tuscola High School for this inter-county rivalry between the Pisgah Black Bears and the Tuscola Mountaineers. And carbon copies, these two schools almost are, built in the same years, actually. And carbon copy schools of one another. Gyms are similar. Buildings are similar. So a lot of similarities, congruencies between these two schools, but right now 3 points separate the ball club as the Mountaineers lead 25-22 over the Black Bears.
It's hard to tell that the gyms are Kepler because you can't see much of it. It's too full of people.
Yeah.
Right now.
There's a lot of people in here tonight.
A lot of people. As usual for a Pisgah Tuscola matchup. Before you get to the individual stats, David, I thought that, I'd say that Pisgah led the entire first quarter except for 7 seconds. Tuscola took a lead, 11-10 at the buzzer, and they maintained the lead the entire second quarter. In fact, they outscored Pisgah 14-12, so it's a really, really close ball game. Pisgah maintaining control in the first quarter, Tuscola in the second, and here at halftime, only 3 points separate the clubs, 25-22. Tuscola has had 6 players to score. Pisgah only 4. And I think more players need to get in with the offense to beat Tuscola. I think we're going to have more scoring from other players besides just Burris, Mamorelli, McClure, and Singleton. I think we're going to have some more guys step up and start putting the ball in the hole. I thought a big thing for Pisgah, the Coulter Burris underneath. Uh-huh. Not really going to Coulter, but him getting a hold of some rebounds. But when they passed it to him or when he got a rebound and he was within arm distance of the goal, I mean, even double or triple team, the guy went to the hoop and he scored. And I thought that was big. He ended up with 8 points here. I know there were others to score too, but I thought Burris was a big factor for Pisgah. And Harden, whew, man, this guy's
tough
hot.
Tough to guard. Has a nice fadeaway shot. He creates a lot of separation between himself and the defender. Allows him to be more open. Gets a better look at the basket. And he hits his shots. I mean, he really came on there in the second period. He has 10 points. He leads all scorers on both sides of the basketball. And followed closely behind him is a bench player for Tuscola. Came off the bench. Aaron Westhusen. He has 7 points. He has 1 tray. And he came off the bench but has 7 points. And then everyone else for Tuscola is tied with 2 apiece. That includes Justin Woods, Carter Page, Thomas Hay, and Slater Woodall. And so that rounds out the Pisgah scoring. I mean, Tuscola scoring on the other side of the ball. Leading them is it's tied between Roy McClure and Colton Burris. And like you were saying, Colton Burris has been very patient in the post. He's had a lot of good ball fakes. He's created his shot, and he put it in the basket under pressure. So Colton Burris with 8 points. Roy McClure with 8 points. He's got 3 field goals and 2 foul shots. So also 8 points, but 3 fouls. He spent a lot of time on the bench.
Yeah, 8 points. So he ties with Colton Burris for leading the team in points here at halftime, but did spend some time on the bench because of the fouls, and I'm wondering how much we'll see him in the second half. I wonder if he'll start.
I mean, I don't know. If I'm Coach Crook right now, and I'm thinking it's close right now, we've been playing well, we need to get some more people involved, like you were saying earlier. I think you can set him here at the beginning of this third period, and if things start going south, I mean, you'll have to put him in. But I think you can set him here at the beginning of this third period. Because, I mean, Anderson has yet to score. And also Matthew Inman yet to score. And Tyler Singleton, he has 4 points. But I expect more play from him to come here in the second half. He had some good looks at the basket. Just couldn't get anything to fall. And then also Nick Mamorelli with 2. And that rounds out the Pisgah scoring. So I see more people contributing on the Pisgah side this coming half. And if I'm Coach Crook, I definitely would sit Roy McClure at the beginning of this third period.
Yeah, with 3 fouls, and McClure is so key to the Pisgah offense. He's not the only weapon, but certainly he is a big factor. And with having 3 points here at the half, and Tuscola knows this. I mean, you know, when he's in the game, they're going to maneuver him in any way they can into a foul situation. And unfortunately, that last one he got, you know, was an offensive foul where he went up strong, and certainly a debatable call if you were a Pisgah watcher at any rate. But it was a questionable call, but a call nonetheless. Nonetheless, the ref was right there on the scene and called the charge, and so Roy hit the bench with the 3 fouls. 25-22 is the score here at halftime. 3 points between the ball clubs. Tuscola with a little bit of a lead here at the half. And it's really, like you say, it's not a carbon copy of the Pisgah Sugar Bear game. By the way, the Sugar Bears defeated the Lady Mountaineers 69-58. In the first half of the girls' game, they scored a total of 61 points between the clubs. I mean, they were putting up a lot of tosses. here in this game, 47 points collectively between the two ball clubs. So the boys not scoring as much as the girls did in their varsity contest. So it's a little bit of a contrast there. A lot of defense in this one, and definitely more physical in this game than we saw in the girls' game.
Really got me biting my tongue, because earlier, before the game started, I said Tuscola really likes to run and gun. They don't really play that much defense. Exact opposite of what I've been told. So I've seen some very good defense here in this first half of play. So we'll see what happens when both of these teams come back on. Maybe we can see some offensive scoring start to happen, but this is nothing on the offensive side like we saw in the girls' game. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's boat time.
I want to say hi tonight to Olin Tatham, whose grandson is Thomas Tatham, who played a few minutes in the first half. Yeah. And we understand Grandpa usually listens on the Internet. So, Olin, welcome aboard. You're one of many listening to the big rivalry tonight on the Internet. That's WPTLradio.net.
And we'll be broadcasting the game tomorrow night as well, as the Black Bears travel to another WNCAC rival out in good old Apple Valley. That's North Henderson High School. As Pisgah tries to keep the streak alive, the girls at least, as they bettered their record to 12-2 now.
To start the second half, here we go. Pisgah will inbound. McClure does start the second half. He gets a pass from Singleton and scores from the get-go.
I imagine that Coach Crook had a very stern talking with McClure and said, you've got to be defensively sound, be disciplined. Don't put yourself in situations to make bad mistakes on the foul line.
Shot from three-point range is good by Harden to start the scoring punch for the Mountaineers. So the Mountaineers up 28-24, but Pisgah can cut the end of that by two. And here is Inman with a shot with a right hand. It is no good. Rebounded by Harden. So the Mountaineers with a four-point lead have a chance to amplify that just a little bit as Harden works against Inman. Gets by him on the baseline. Misses the shot, but I think is fouled by Burris. Let's see who got a hold of him. But the whistle didn't blow. No, it's on Mamorelli, they say. Only the first on Mamorelli, but Harden, who has 13 points, goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair, makes the first one.
Becky's scoring switch, it's like a switch, his ability to score. I think once it's turned on, you don't really turn it off, because it seems like after he got started, it's just been pouring on.
Harden nails them both, and the Tuscola lead is out to 6 points. That's the biggest lead for the Mountaineers tonight. Singleton spins, fires, shoots, a little off balance, gets his own rebound, a good follow, out to Inman goes the pass, and now to Burris, lays it off the glass, no good, gets his own rebound, and he is fouled, I think, by Hay. Let's see who they call it on.
And Burris, from a year ago, I don't think you'd even recognize him by the way he plays. He's so much more physical. He hustles a lot more. He just wants the basketball. When that ball goes up, he says, that is my basketball, and he goes and gets it.
And I see the confidence level up many, many levels here this year. Inbound pass comes to McClure. His follow-away jumper is no good from the right side, rebounded by Harden. Here come those Mountaineers. Once again, they got a big lead, 6 points. Harden's layup, no good. Hay struggles for a rebound, walks with it, and Pisgah will get the ball. He actually fell down and rolled from hip to hip, and that's walking. They consider your hip a foot. Shot by Singleton from three-point range is missed. Burris rebounds. Looked like he walked with it. No whistle, though. Break for Pisgah as McClure comes out with a loose ball. McClure dribbles down low in the pocket. He's double-teamed. Will he put it up? Yeah, he does. Misses, and the rebound pulled by number 12, centered. Outlet pass goes to Page, and he is called for palming the basketball. So two turnovers on the last two trips down the floor for the Mountaineers. But they still have a six-point lead, 30-24. Mamorelli will find McClure, no problem. No full court pressure yet for the Mountaineers, and the ball underhandedly goes to Singleton, to Inman. Finds McClure open underneath. Reverse layup by the senior is good.
I think you're going to see a lot more of this set plays being called by Coach Crook now as he tries to get Roy McClure more involved in the game instead of just letting the offense be more of a freestyle offense.
Page drives and scores, but there was a whistle a long time before the shot.
And it's on Roy McClure. That's his fourth foul.
Oh.
Scott checks in very quickly. And this could be bad news for the Bears as they're down by four now, 30-26. As Roy McClure had a little bit of spark there. He scored two in a row as he now goes and sets for the rest of the team on the bench.
Well, you know what? Now's when you find out
what you're made of.
Now's what you find out what you're made of. Your key players on the bench. Let's see what you're made of. Let's see what the rest of the team can do. Right now they rebound. They missed Tuscola's shot. They get it to Burris. Layup, no good. He was a little bit hard, a little bit too strong.
Beautiful pass from Amarelli, though. Led him perfectly to the basket.
Rebounded by Woodall. Now it comes out to Woodall. And a little bit of a double dribble before Senior gets in motion, and the turnover. That's three turnovers I recall almost in a row. Three out of four trips down the floor, and the Mountaineers turn it over. But they still maintain a lead, 30-26.
Wes Hussing checks back in for Tuscola. He had 7 points in the first half and one tray off the bench.
Dalton Scott, who's in the lineup now for Pisgah, will bring the ball across the midline. Singleton passes all across the court to Dalton Scott, and Scott's shot hits a little hard, bounces over the basket, and it's blown dead.
Normally, that is Scott's favorite shot on the entire court. He really likes that corner shot. I'm surprised I didn't see that one cut through the iron, but just a little too long there.
Harlan in the lineup also for Tuscola. Harlan played some limited minutes in the first half. Good leaper. Follow-away jumper here from about the free throw line is missed by Harden and rebounded by Singleton for Pisgah. Anderson gets that pass, and he gets the pass back. Now he gives it to Mamorelli, who makes a shot, but it's waved away as there was a early whistle and a foul on, I think, Harlan.
Beautiful play there set up by Anderson and Mamorelli. Good old-fashioned give and go. Mamorelli hit Anderson as he was coming down the low block. As soon as he threw it in, the defense collapsed. Anderson kicked it right back to him for an easy shot. Too bad the foul was on the floor.
So Pisgah will inbound following the infraction. Mamorelli and a pass out to Singleton now, who's outside the arc. Makes a move inside, goes up strong, knocks Hay to the floor, and there's a foul. I think Hay on the block.
And so they called that on Slater Woodall, number 31.
On Woodall?
Woodall.
That's only the first on Woodall. And that will put Singleton on the line to shoot two. Pisgah down by 4 points, so they need a couple of free throws right here. And the first one is good by Tyler Singleton. 4:30 remaining in the third period. Second free throw is launched, and it looks good from here, and it's right down home. So two up, two down for Tyler Singleton from the free throw line. That narrows the gap. 30-28. It's the Tuscola lead. Shot from outside by Page. Partially blocked, I think, by Anderson. Ball's out of bounds. It'll be Pisgah ball as Hay gets the rebound, but his momentum takes him out of play into the wall.
Tuscola been plagued by turnovers here in this third period. They've got four, and they didn't really have that many in the first half, so being plagued a little bit. And it looks like a 30-second timeout is going to be called by the Black Bear coaching staff. And we'll keep it here. Mention some fine sponsors. Pisgah basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Kent, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and also by Bojangles of Kent. It's bow time. So a lot of fine sponsors here for Pisgah basketball. Without them, we would not be able to bring you these lovely broadcasts. You would not be able to hear me and Terry rant on about such and such. But right now, Pisgah trails by two, 30-28.
Physical ball game. 1 point between the clubs in the first quarter. At halftime, 3 points separated them. Right now, Pisgah down by two, so they're closing the gap a little. They've got the ball as Jesse Anderson brings it across the midline. Tyler Singleton eyes open, eyes over the defense. It's man-to-man both ways right now as Singleton gets a pass to Anderson. Now back to him. He is guarded closely by Woodall. Now to Mamorelli, who comes to help out outside. Still looking for an inside game, but this man-to-man defense is not allowing a Pisgah inside game much. Now Anderson, he'll take a drive on the baseline, but he's cut off by Hay. So back it goes to Mamorelli. To Anderson. Jesse's inside. Looked like he took a step. No whistle. Mamorelli fires from about the free throw line. Burris gets the rebound, puts it up. No good, and there's a pull by Woodall. Here come the Mountaineers. Long pass down to the floor. Baseline drive shot is a little wild by West Hussing. And Pisgah rebounds. Singleton to Anderson. To Scott. To Singleton outside. Puts a little fake. Goes right up strong between a couple defenders. Back to Scott outside. With a left-hand dribble, he comes up. Fires a little bit of a brick of a shot. A little bit hard to the right. And it's rebounded by the Mountaineers. 3:04 on the clock. And Woods, who's in the lineup right now, has the ball down low on the left side. Page will dribble against Jesse Anderson of Pisgah. 2 points still separate these ball clubs. It's 30-28. But Page is open underneath. Anderson partially blocks it. But Page gets the rebound. Still working against Jesse Anderson. Page fires another shot 10 feet away, and Hay rebounds, and it's a jump ball between Hay and Mamorelli. Possession arrow says that the Mountaineers will keep it their way. Quite a battle there between Page and Mamorelli. The inbound comes in to Woodall, puts a little fake. Shoots over top of Burris. Burris intimidated him a little bit, I think, and the shot was off the mark, and it's rebounded by Burris on the other end. Singleton will fire three, and it's good.
And that gives Pisgah their first lead since 7 seconds left to play in the first period. 31-30 now, Pisgah leads. Big shot there by Tyler Singleton.
I'll tell you, if the first 2.5 quarters here is indicative of what we've got left, we're going to have that one heck of a fourth quarter. Pisgah showing some full court defensive pressure here. Scott, but it's broken up and now knocked away by Pisgah. Was it touched last?
I thought it was touched by Harden, but again, superb effort by Coulter Burris. he was playing parallel to the ground, horizontally, as he dove for the basketball and knocked it out of Tuscola.
Horizontal is a tough way to play basketball. As the ball comes into Woods, he fires with a baseline drive. Anderson knocked at it briefly, and now Anderson gets a pass from Burris. He still has it as he passes cross-court to Singleton. Singleton will go with the left hand. Thought he was going to shoot it, but it's back out to Scott. He'll fire from outside. No good. Rebound. Woodall. Matt Morelli. And now Singleton fakes a three. Now he fires it, and it is no good. And Matt Morelli tries to get the rebound away from West Hussing, but West Hussing wins the battle that time. Minute 38 to play. Mountaineers with the ball. They trail by 1 point. A little underhanded scoop, a pass down to Woodall. Shot from outside by Harden. It's a three, and it's good.
It's West Hussing.
Oh, that's West Hussing.
Yeah.
Not number three, but number 30. 33-31. Tuscola back in the lead, but wait. Here's Burris open underneath after getting a high arcing pass, and he scores. That ties it up at 33-33. Minute five to play. Third period.
Burris with a steal.
To Singleton, he'll slow things up as the Tuscola defense is outnumbering Pisk, but he goes up, he scores, and there's a blocking foul against Tuscola. They will count the score, and Singleton may get 3 points out of this one as he goes to the free throw line.
And Tyler Singleton, not one free motions, very, very quiet. Good. See a good smirk come across his face when they called that one. Showing a little bit of excitement. Usually very reserved player, very quiet. But got a nice smile. Makes me feel good. Kind of gave me goosebumps a little bit to see him respond that way to the call.
And he breaks the tie. Puts Pisgah up on top 35-33. And he makes the free throw. Singleton now with 12 points to tie Rory McClure for the lead in scoring for Pisgah.
And some substitutions now by both clubs as Pisgah brings in Tatham and McKinley Brown.
Different look for Pisgah. Page in the lineup and the cross-court pass to West Hussing. West Hussing with a left-hand dribble to Page. Page with the right hand goes down on the right wing, penetrates deep to the baseline, but is cut off by Tatham. Now a shot from the side is up and good by Woodall.
Pisgah still up by a point, 36-35.
Anderson into the hands of Mamorelli. Back over to Dalton Scott. Now underneath Tatham, shot is missed, but he is fouled and will go to shoot two from the free throw line. Who got him?
The side number 31, Slater Woodall. There's a good play there by Tatham. He got in the middle of traffic. He knew where he was at on the court. And he put the ball up, put it where it needed to be. Just didn't roll in for him. So Tatham with some big free throws right here.
So you think Tatham is having a lot of fun as a freshman, or you think he's under a lot of pressure right here?
I think he's having fun. He looks like he's having fun.
Makes the free throw. It's always big when a freshman plays varsity ball. We got a couple this year. Makes both free throws.
Inman comes in for Scott. So Dalton Scott will take a seat. Some good minutes from him tonight.
Pisgah picking up defensive pressure full court. But the ball, long pass down to Woodall. Back up to Redding, who's in the lineup right now, and a running shot by Page. He scores and is fouled by a Pisgah player. I'm not sure who it was. Maybe Tatham. Let's see who they give the foul to.
Couldn't really see this conglomerate of Pisgah players. Looks like it's on Matthew Emmon, his first foul of the evening. Just came back off the bench. Carter Page hits his three-point opportunity. Got three the hard way.
So it's tied up again, 38-38. It was tied at 33 also. And at the buzzer, Anderson fires, misses barely. We go into the fourth quarter, folks, tied up. We'll take a break. We will be back to fantastic high school basketball. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Half of Pisgah's 16 points there in the third quarter came from Tyler Singleton, who gets the ball here on the inbound. Bounce pass to Inman. He's open, but he was partially blocked. That shot was, that is. I think the shot was blocked there by Harlan. So Page gets it, and here come the Mountaineers with a tie ball game, and there is a blocking foul going to be called on Colter Burris. Is that just his first?
Burris has played very well tonight.
Yeah, I say that with a question in my voice because, you know, the guy's been everywhere defensively and has really been aggressive. I'm surprised that's only his first foul.
As Carter Page hits the first of his foul shot opportunities. Very good golfer, Carter Page.
Gets both free throws. Swings the lead back to the Tuscola side of the board. And an interception up out of bounds. Almost an intercepted pass there by Harden, but the momentum carries him out of bounds, stepping on the sideline. So Pisgah will toss the ball in from half court. Mamrelli looking for Anderson, who goes to the backcourt to retrieve it. We're in the fourth quarter. Pisgah down by two. They can tie it again. They can score right in here as they get the ball to Mamrelli. Looks for Singleton underneath, but he's guarded very closely there by Harlan. Now down to Singleton. He'll take a baseline drive. Double team. Fires. Good. 14 points for Tyler Singleton. With McClure off the bench, Singleton is taking up the slack. But here is Harlan on the other end for his first bucket of the night. And he looks strong on that one. And Singleton gets the ball with the left hand, has his shot blocked. There's Inman to pick it up, though. And Inman has his shot blocked. And then finally picked up by West Hussing, who's back in the lineup for the Mountaineers. Gets it to Page. Page drives, fires, and is fouled, I think, by Mamrelli. That's two on the senior Nick Mamrelli. Page will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Short.
This is the first. The Mountaineers up by 2 points, 42-40. Now they're up by three as the second free throw is good by Harden. And a little miscue here.
That's the first Pisgah turnover in I don't know when, and just miscommunication as they try to pass it back to Burris, and Burris just wasn't ready for it, went out of bounds.
The ball comes into Page for the Mountaineers, up by 3 points. Page goes up, lays it, the glass, no good. Hay with the rebound. It's not there, and the rebound pulled by Tyler Singleton. Rebounds are going to be important, as you mentioned, David, and it's Anderson outside to Singleton. He'll fire a three, and it is way off the mark. Real air ball, and Anderson steals an inbound, not an inbound, but a pass after a Tuscola score, or a rebound that is, and Anderson scores. Jesse Anderson's first field goal, and Roy McClure with four fouls comes back into the ball game with 6:21 on the clock, and Pisgah down by 1 point.
That's what I was getting ready to say, and McClure emerges from the bench.
Emerges. Ball comes into Page. Bounce pass over to Harden. He'll fire from outside. It is missed, and McClure, in off the bench, gets a jab in the eye. Comes up with his usual grimace and gets the rebound, and it's down to Singleton. 6 minutes now remaining in the game to Mamorelli, and now Inman, who has to fight his way out of a double team, and the double team
turned into a foul as Harden was trying to go for the tie-up, and said they got called for the holding call.
Fouls on Harden, only his first, though. Five team fouls both ways. Ball comes into Mamorelli, fires under pressure, and that is Burris, not Mamorelli.
I'm telling you, he is so patient when he gets the basketball. He gets it inside, volleys are flying everywhere after he pump fakes, and it's just patience, just to know when to go over the basketball.
First free throw was no good. Tuscola still has a one-point lead. Burris can tie here. And he misses it, though, and the rebound into the hands of Slater Woodall. Woodall, rebound so important from here on out. We're under 6 minutes to play. Tuscola with a ball and a one-point lead. Attempted pass inside Harden. Doesn't work. Just about getting away. Ball back into the hands of West Tussin. Down to Harden. He'll go up strong. No good. A little underhanded scooper. And now there's going to be a foul, I think. Daniel Burris again.
And Logan Harden is not the one you want to foul. Very good free throw shooter. It just happened that way. I mean, just fighting for the rebound, and Burris just picked up the foul underneath.
Makes the first free throw. That's 17 points, four of his 17 from the free throw line. Second free throw is also good, so that makes the Tuscola lead 3 points, 45-42. Pisgah can change that with Rory McClure across the timeline. He spins, shoots up in heavy traffic, misses the shot, and Mamorelli knocks it out of play. I think it's going to be Tuscola ball.
And Coach Cook adamantly arguing against it, going, no. And they do reverse it, stays Blackbeard basketball.
One of the officials came over and said, hey, I had a better eye on it, and it is definitely Pisgah basketball, so they changed the decision. Pisgah puts it in play. It comes in to Scott. Scott runs into a brick wall of white jersey, so it's back out to Rory McClure. McClure takes a baseline drive, spinning. He's in too much traffic. Mamorelli with a little reverse, right-handed on the left side, and he scores. Second bucket of the night for Nick Mamorelli, and there is a blocking call on Pisgah. That's Mamorelli's third. And with 17 fouls both ways, we're in 1-plus-1 shooting on both ends of the floor.
Might not be bad, though. Carter Page is on the line. He's been inconsistent as of late. And this one rattles in and out as Burris pulls down the board.
Under 5 minutes to play in the game. Pisgah down by 1 point, but they've got the basketball right here, so they can take the lead with the score. Singleton fires a three in and out of there. Important rebound pull by Thomas Hay for the Mountaineers. 4:40 on the clock, 45-44. Mountaineers with a one-point lead and the basketball. It's Harden firing from three-point range. It's way short, rebounded by Mamorelli.
Maybe look for a better shot selection this time. Singleton is a good three-point shooter, but step back, probably not the best decision.
Scott to give over to Mamorelli. Now McClure misses the shot, and another rebound by Hay for the Mountaineers. Hay is really making his presence known on the rebounding chart. And there's a timeout. Tuscola will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. 1 point between these ball clubs, and we've got 4 minutes left to play. This is Pisgah basketball on 920 WPTL.
Great-great-grandpap Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Disc can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back. We're here live at Tuscola. Pisgah trails by a point. Tuscola leads 45-44 as Tuscola gets ready to inbounds the basketball.
Tuscola probably exhibiting a little more patience right now on offense than Pisgah. Maybe that's the reflection on the scoreboard, 45-44, but it's a close one, folks. As the ball comes in, Hay standing at the high post to Page, wide on the right side in that wing position. Back outside to West Hussing. He's calling the shots. McClure working defensively on him, and West Hussing puts up a three, and it's good. That's the second tray of the half for Aaron West Hussing, a junior. To Tyler Singleton, it's 48-44. Pisgah now down by 4 points. Singleton eyes open the defense. Woodall on him. Singleton spins, wants a shot, but nope, back to Anderson outside. Now McClure will work against Page. Gets by Page, but runs into Hay and has to stop. Outside, the pass goes to Anderson. Back to McClure, spinning, shooting, banker good. Rory McClure.
They're working so hard to get Tyler Singleton on a one-on-one isolation.
Almost a steal by Mamorelli. They get it down to Woodall underneath. Now a driving shot by Woods is up and good, and they call him for the charge.
Big momentum swing right there as Colton Burris set up, took the full weight of Woods on his chest, and that is just a utmost outstanding play from Colton Burris.
2:40 to play. Pisgah down by 2 points, 48-46. Singleton to Mamorelli to McClure across the way. Page guarding him, and it's to Singleton. Singleton will drive through the defense, goes up strong, lays it up. It is no good, but there's a blocking call. No, it's going to go against Pisgah. Singleton for using the elbow.
With a push off. So he's been whistled for that twice tonight. Once for a hooking, and now once for a push off. So two offensive player control fouls for Tyler Singleton tonight.
And that is three on Tyler Singleton. I had him with two. Now they put up one. No, I think he's got two.
I think he's got two.
Pass comes in underneath, and Woodall is free, but the shot does not fall for it. And there is Burris for the rebound.
So Pisgah gets a stop as McClure comes back down across the other side. Let's see what kind of offense they set up. They swing it back over top to Singleton. Back over to McClure. Really looks like they're trying to get an isolation. McClure pulls up in the middle of the paint. Shot no good. West Hussing loses control of the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. So minute 53 left to play. Pisgah trails by two as they inbound.
Mamorelli will try to find the open man. Then he finds McClure, puts a fake, spins, fall away. Jumper is not there. Rebound. Oh, Mamorelli, good pull. And Jesse Anderson fires from outside. Jesse's outside shot is just not there tonight. And now the rebound, and Harden goes the other way from the Mountaineers. It is Hay. Shot by West Hussing underneath is good, and West Hussing has really been strong here in the second half for the Mountaineers, and there is timeout, Pisgah, to slow this scoring machine down as Tuscola has pulled away 50-46. Let's keep it here with a minute 31 to play.
Pisgah almost, I feel like the way that their tensions are on offense, I feel like they're a little bit under stress right now. They feel a little bit distressed. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how to attack this Tuscola defense. They keep trying to get one-on-one isolations. But Tyler Singleton there on that last player control foul he had, I thought he had a good move, and the foul could have went either way. So it's just the momentum swings right now, and it's just got Pisgah in a weird spot. If you're on Tuscola's side, you're up by 4 points right here. My advice, don't quit what you're doing. You could get yourself out of your game if you try and pull back and ice it. You've only got a minute 31 left. I say run your offense, try and get a good shot, but don't take a deep shot. Don't take a bad shot. Get a layup. Run your offense.
Let's see if they do spread the floor with a spread offense and try to eat up some time, or whether they can continue to play their kind of game. Pisgah with the ball, trailing by 4 points and a minute 30 to play. Rory McClure to Mamorelli, who's over on the left side, looking for somebody open, has to take a dribble to get away from Harden. Now to McClure, Page on him, Anderson outside to Mamorelli, bounce pass to McClure, spinning shot is a little off the mark, there's Anderson with a big rebound, spinning jumper is no good, and the rebound this time to Page, and the Mountaineers have it with a minute six to play and a 4-point lead. Harden outside, now to Page, and it looks like the Mountaineers are going to slow things up a little bit, the clock is on their side, Hay open underneath, layup good! But Thomas Hay, 52-46, so the Tuscola lead is 6 points. But there's McClure with a jumper. Closes it to four with 40 seconds. A timeout. We'll take a break here, folks. Only 40 seconds left to play. You are listening to Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Is just down by four, 52-48. And really need a stop right here. 40 seconds left to play.
Need to intercept this inbound pass. Or maybe do some fouling quickly, but it comes into West Hussing. He's across the line. The Mountaineers have numbers 2-on-1. They missed the layup. Back to West Hussing. 33 seconds on the clock. Pisgah needs to foul in a hurry. Harden is touched a little bit by Ingram. Or Inman, rather, and now it's over to West Hussing, and he is fouled by Tyler Singleton. Had to stop that clock, and it is stopped with 25 seconds.
Too much time ticked off right there. They had it in someone, they had it in Page's hands for a second, they had it in West Hussing's hands. They could have fouled earlier. Coach Crook was screaming it. I could hear it from here. He was saying, foul him, foul him. Then they got in the hands of Harden. And
foul shot is missed. And Pisgah comes down with a rebound. Three-pointer by McClure is missed. And the rebound by Hay. An important rebound there. And he's fouled right away by, I think, Burroughs, but I'm not sure.
And Coach Crook still screaming foul.
12 seconds on the clock. Pisgah down by four. And to the free throw line goes Thomas.
I feel like Pisgah is almost shell-shocked right now. You get what I'm... Their awareness seems down.
Thomas Hay has two field goals on the night. Now a free throw. Well, that should ice it right there. I don't see how you can come back 5 points in only 12 seconds. That would be not impossible. But we've got timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. We do have time to take a 30-second break. 12 seconds, folks. Don't you go away. Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back. We're here live at Tuscola High School. Pisgah trails 53-48 as the Mountaineers have a slight lead. And Thomas Hayes shooting foul shots, trying to extend the Tuscola lead, trying to ice the game. Only 12 seconds left here to play at Tuscola.
Hayes launches the second, and this one is missed, and it's rebounded by Pisgah. Even a three will not win this one, though. Here's Rory McClure. Outside the arc, Tyler Singleton fires the three. It is no good with 3 seconds on the clock. Burris with a put in. And I think buzzer. Let's see. And there is a timeout.
Timeout is called by Crook. As they're only down by three right here. 0.3 seconds. I keep stressing this every time it comes down to a buzzer beater like this. 0.3 is coming off to tip it in. So
did they call the timeout before the shot? They're not putting up Burris's 2 points. That timeout may have been before the shot was made. If it is, that's a killer.
Yeah, they're not putting up Burris's. So they're actually, no, they are. There's going to be 0.6 seconds left because Burris shot the ball with about 1.2-ish seconds left. They should put those points up.
Well, they're not. Evidently. Well, now they do. Okay, so Burris's shot
is good.
Okay, now they put the points up, so it does. But that's still 53-50, folks.
0.6. I think that's enough time to catch it and fire it away, but it's going to be a dandy shot.
You would have to catch
and release.
And release a three-pointer.
In one fluid motion.
In one fluid motion. Here comes Tuscola. One pass player goes into the wall, and there's a pass, and this game is over. And Tuscola has the bragging rights in Haywood County for a while, beating Pisgah 53-50. Back with a wrap-up in a moment, folks. Stay tuned. You have been listening to Pisgah and Tuscola basketball right here on 920 WPTL.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The Single Stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We're here live at Tuscola High School. Final score of the boys matchup, 50-53. Tuscola comes out with the edge. The varsity girls score a little bit different, however. Pisgah wins that contest, 69-58. And the JV boys losing there, 62-46. But the JV girls still undefeated. And I believe they won by 20-ish points again. I can't really remember the final score, but they still on an impressive, impressive winning streak. Whatever they're drinking, I want some. I mean,
whatever they're on, we want a little bit of that. But so that means the two girl ball clubs win and the boys lose. So we split two games out of four. Tuscola winning two in both boy contests, the JV and the varsity. And the girls winning in the JV and the varsity. Okay, well let's talk a little bit about scoring here. What can we say about Logan Harden?
18 points.
18 points, and he's a you know, and I think the guy is probably good for 30 on a given night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like to watch that guy play, but he had 18 tonight, 10 of those in the first half. 15 points for West Hussing. West Hussing, also a junior, and he was off the bench. Those points were in his supporting role off the bench, but he may be starting next game out. I don't know.
He came out guns a-blazing. I mean, first shot he hit was a three, and I was like, oh, where'd this kid come from? But he looked good.
Woodall played some good ball tonight. He only had a couple of baskets. He ended up with 4 points. Harlan off the bench, big guy, a big leaper, but some quick fouls put him not in the game for a lot of minutes, but he did get a basket. We mentioned Harden. We did not mention Carter Page. Played some good solid ball, 7 points collectively altogether for him in the first and second half. Justin Woods played some good minutes, got a field goal in the first half, did not score in the second half, and that was what it looked like for the Mountaineers. For the Bears and their loss here, 50-53, 12 points for Colter Burris, 8 of those in the first half, 14 points apiece for both Tyler Singleton and Rory McClure, sharing for point leaders for Pisgah tonight. Both of those guys combining for those 28 points. 2 points for Jesse Anderson off the bench, 4 for Nick Mamorelli, and a couple of free throws for freshman Thomas Tatham. And that rounded out the Pisgah scoring tonight. Once again, the Sugar Bears winning in girls varsity play, and the boys losing a squeaker here at the home of the Mountaineers.
Just came down to possessions and rebounds there at the end. Pisgah just couldn't get one to go in, and Tuscola just kept doing what they were doing, just plugged right along. So tough loss for the Black Bears, as their record now is 11-3. And
we'll be back to talk about tomorrow night's game.
Yeah.
After we pause for a break, stay tuned, folks. A final word in just a moment after these words from some sponsors here. Some important work to get done right there. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
People been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Still in the flavor just like great-grandpa Buddy'd have it. Another thing. Just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back. We're here live at Tuscola High School at the end of the boys' contest. Just a little final closing thoughts. Pisgah will be traveling to North Henderson tomorrow, and we'll be broadcasting that game again live for you on the internet at WPTLradio.net and at WPTL 920 AM. But we urge you to go out and support your Black Bears. Go to Apple Valley tomorrow and see them play another conference game in the WNCAC. But as we were saying earlier, the Tuscola boys got the better end of the deal tonight between the two varsity boys clubs as they win 53-50, and the varsity girls for Pisgah beat the Lady Mountaineers 69-58. So a few closing notes, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and a big thanks to Tim Hodges and Mr. Bill Reck and Miss Linda Reck for all you do at the station. Big thanks for Tim. He's a producer back in the studio, and we will see you all tomorrow night at North Henderson. Until then, be safe, and God bless. For Terry Shin and David Stiles, good evening.